and she had a wine September and cheese party a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I guess the leftovers.
Where's the wine?
No, there's three birthdays this month, so I wanted to do.
Yes, so who's the birthday people? Wow. Mr. John Rarisic.
Mr. Stancil.
Stancil!
Oh! You stopped counting those.
And Rick Martinson.
And Rick Martinson. Well, happy birthday, y'all. It's kind of a funny story. About 5 years ago, my mother sent me a care package from back east, and I opened it up and had all these things in it, and one of them was a tray of brownies in the actual, you know, Pyrex container she baked it in, and in it there is missing four brownies, right? And she just saran wrapped it and sent it to me. I pull it out the first one, I look at it, and the whole bottom is just jet black burned. I'm like, oh my God, way to go, Mom. Pull out the next one. Jeff, I turned it upside down, the whole thing is burned, and she's like got this little note. I hope you like the bounty, son. So obviously
we didn't like him at home, so we gave him.
Yeah. She just was like, oh, throw this in there too. Here you go.
We actually couldn't get him out of the pan.
A little mouse. Yeah. A little mouse Christmas ornament. I mean, it's just like,
yeah, do the dishes or turn.
Exactly. Send me back the you can keep the plate.
You can clean it, you can keep.
Way to go, Mom. Anyway, but thank you, Tammy. That has always been appreciated. And they're actually taste really good, as always.
You just get beyond the black.
I like thinking it was dark gray.
So before we get started, this actually is... It's been 2 years since I took over as the chair of FPOM, and we've kind of, over the years, grown into what it is. We've changed some things. We have some different formatting and minutes. Hopefully it's actually being expanded into Fitterwig, which is nice to hear, and the AFET process. So it used to be a rotating chair. What Tim and I have decided we'd like to do is, you know, we're co-chairs, but there'll be one person each year leading the FPOM meetings. So this will be my last meeting. We'll do it. Tim will be starting up October. We're going to do it with the water year, fiscal year thing. Tammy's going to still continue taking meeting minutes as she has been for the past 2 years. That will be the same. That's the only change is who's going to run the meetings. I think the process has been working great. I think that I really want to thank you guys because your attendance has been excellent. Tom, way to go. Showing up on time today.
Cool. Yeah. I heard what was going on.
Yeah.
I see where he's at.
Yeah, I know.
I got the kids on the bus at 7:30. I had to come here and get breakfast.
That's excellent. So I know we can expect you on school days that you'll be here right
school
on time.
Year, no problem.
I know you guys got a lot on your plates. You're stretched thin. Everybody's retiring these days, and there's lots of holes to fill. But
are you looking around the table? Yeah. Yeah, that many of these.
Yeah, well.
Dave, maybe.
Yeah. Clugston's next. I mean, after he goes to division, and then he goes to the Holy Land.
Is he going
to
take over?
Yeah, he's already been
accepted.
Yeah. So, you know, Clugston going to division. So, you know, we're going to have lots of people transferring around as the Corps does with their details. But you guys are solid. I appreciate it. If you have any ideas on changes you want to make it FBOM, talk to Tim.
Well done. Nice pass.
Yeah, pass the wand. As our commander, we're, you know, driving the bus, going from good to great. Here we go. Here's the next step.
From good to great.
So anyway, thanks you, and let's get on with the meeting. So the agenda, Tammy had sent out the print this one. There should be no changes. If you have any add-ons, we can add on at the end of it, but it looks like we've got a pretty standard short agenda for once.
We'll make it long.
Yeah, I know. Please do. So I'd like to go and review and approve the last meeting's minutes from August. Although I did learn one thing, never have a FPOM in the afternoon after an SCT. We will not do that again. We will be a morning meeting from this point on.
Oh, you can do it. Just make sure you've got an agenda about like this.
No contentious issues.
Yeah.
No,
well, that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen.
Or at least not three.
That is not going to happen. I see Bonneville's not in the house, which is surprising.
That's fine. We'll take care
So, any comments on August's minutes? Not the meeting itself, but the minutes?
Like I've had time to read them.
You're not supposed to say that.
They were only 35 pages.
Yeah, I'm still trying to ask for the G-jump of comments after
that. Oh, you CritFit guys are all overworked. I feel so bad for you.
No, just, you know, it's more like throw the dart. Who's going to
How many times did you go fishing this past week?
None.
Okay. All right. With that, I'm going to that silence. I'm going to assume that we're approved, and we're going to have Mark Sokka here since he was suffering the last meeting for 4 hours before he finally couldn't take it and had to bail. And
well, yes, it was. We were suffering.
I appreciate you coming back in person for your second chance to talk about the fish viewing building at the Washington Shore in Bonneville. Fire away, Mark.
Oh,
you're up.
Right when I get a cracker. Okay. That was inconvenient. Okay. I'm not a regular contributor to this meeting, but I was asked to attend from John. I have some handouts.
Is this in conjunction to the room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dave, you need some water?
Not to be too much of a stickler, but I was just wondering who's on the phone.
Oh, who's on the phone is Bill Hevlin, Dave Benner, and Bob Cordy.
Yeah, Dave, it's a long drive from FBC over here, I understand.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, he's probably on a fishing boat somewhere.
Yeah. How are the fish biting, Dave?
Yeah. Like Mike Langsley, who is down at the Buoy 10. 4 days of nothing but fishing.
4 days of bumper boats.
So this item is the changing of the roof from a upside down umbrella to a right side up umbrella type of roof design.
Kind of like that. Everybody knows where the Washington Visitor Center is, mm-hmm. North side of Bonneville, right adjacent to the. I guess that's the Washington Shore Fish Ladder. And it was built in 1982, I believe, or thereabouts, when they built the second powerhouse. And since inception, since it pretty much was occupied, the roof has leaked, or I guess shortly thereafter. And if you look on the, and inside there, there's murals, there's the fish viewing windows, visitors, there's also the fish counting station. And the little museum, and everything in there is getting damaged from the carpets to the walls to the murals.
That's much carpet, so.
Here's a photo right here, and if you can see this whole thing, this slope part and then this straight part, it's a terraced roof. And that is serves as the roof and also a terrace where you can walk. Flat roof, it's concrete, double T beams, and then it has this elastomeric roof membrane, and then an overlay, and that's the part that's leaking. So Jim Runkles, I guess, has been getting a little bit of operations money for the last few years, and has hired, I mean, Walla Walla did the design on this. We were too busy, and we gave it to them.
There's a theme here.
They did it.
All right. Well,
John A. Dam?
Yes. It
leaks.
Taking care of things.
We had our crack at it once, so now we have to go to Walla Walla.
There's a theme here. That was not a dig on Walla Walla. It was just
actually, not yet.
Actually,
let's see how it gets built.
Actually, Louisville District designed that building for us. So, and yeah. Then
okay. It doesn't rain in Louisville, obviously.
No, they just like, it's like bold.
Yeah.
And boy, I'm glad it's first burned.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You got the sugar going. You're lucky.
Yeah, okay.
You're lucky you're not.
But Louisville designed it, and back then I don't know what they were thinking, but it was you could design a terrace roof like this properly according to Walla Walla, but there were some errors that they made or design deficiencies, what have you. And Walla Walla came up with the idea. If you turn to the last sheet here. And, oh, back up a little bit. So it was always funded by ops the last couple of years. They kind of inched the design along as they got money. And now this year, you know, we have ARRA money, American Reinvestment and Recovery Act stimulus money to advance the design to the final review and construct. And so that's where we are, and I inherited this. So everybody knows where we are. We can skip the third page, but the fourth page here shows the top section A. You can see the slope part of the roof and the flat part. That's existing. And then what they decided was the best thing to do was to kind of construct a gable roof over the existing roof. It solves the problem. It gives them a little bit more space. They can enclose this eventually. Yeah, that's it. So in section B, you just see it a different direction. And then you can see also on the left side, everybody knows we're right adjacent to the fish ladder. So the construction, it'll consist basically of a little bit of construction, concrete demolition, some excavation on the north side of the building that's away from the fish ladder, and then some concrete placement. We're putting in some columns to support the roof. And then they're going to fabricate the trusses and all the roofing material. That'll be off-site. And then there'll be steel erection. They'll bring in a crane. They'll set the trusses. They'll install the roof. And, roof erection. So I think that's kind of the steps and the construction activities that will take place. The schedule, I just inherited this just a little bit before the last FPAW meeting, and I apologize, I had to leave, but it looked like everybody was about to leave last time.
Yeah,
I had a doctor's appointment, and I kept waiting, and finally I go, oh, I gotta go.
You did the right thing.
Yeah.
I
wish I could.
You did.
Oh, I need a doctor's appointment.
Dr. Jack Daniels.
Sure.
on the area over the ladder that are sufficient size to take whatever comes off the roof away from it.
Yes. Yes. There's a gutter on both sides of the gable, and it'll direct water. And I'm not sure where they're doing that, but there are gutters, and it's not going into the fish ladder.
What, you want more traction flow?
Yeah, traction flow.
Do you want the water?
Throw it into the AFF.
No, but he wants to put a turbine on.
Yeah. Drive just small on the roof turbines. That's actually a good concept. So this start date of May, and what does this mean as far as the excavation near the fishway?
Right now we're
schedule of events. I mean, May is when we have spring Chinook running through.
Right now, we like I said, I inherited the design a month or so ago, and Wall's been working on wrapping up the 90. This was at 90% level. Now they're trying to go to BECO, the last review, before we go to advertisement. So if we get that done, say this month in October, have a BECO in November, and then a advertisement in December, award. We're looking maybe we can beat this May date by a little bit. But it's not going to be by that much.
Well, the key here is the pilings, yeah. The supports that go in next to the ladder, and that was the issue. Right. And I think those, you had to drill down through the existing facility to get to some concrete level down below.
Correct.
And it was that activity that we were most concerned about, and that heard more recently that had changed, that there was a different method.
It hasn't changed yet, and I'm still pursuing, I guess this doesn't really have to do with fish passage or anything like that, but I don't like these columns in front of the fish viewing windows. That's a nice space down there. It's got the amphitheater kind of setting, and I just think this is a little obtrusive. And then, I talked to, actually Kansas City did the structural design. And there were good reasons for what they did, but I'm going to pursue another solution. While they're advancing this design, kind of on a parallel course, I'm going to try to move these columns so they're sitting on the walls. Uh-huh. And that'll eliminate some excavation. and just speed up the construction time, I think. So
move the columns, put a big beam, basically.
Well, no, no, just the move them. You see this column right here with the slashes? Right next to that is the existing wall. Mm-hmm. I want to move it over and put it on the wall.
On the wall.
And there are some issues with that structurally. I won't go into that, but we're going to try to kind of brainstorm a little bit. And also on this side, this is where the excavation is occurring. If I can move that one over to the wall, we eliminate excavation.
Yeah.
So these are all things that are, well, kind of good for everybody, I think.
Okay, well, if you were still to go down that path of having to excavate, the time frame of May would not work too well.
No.
In fact,
do that excavation first and just have it waiting for May?
Well, let's split this up, because the excavation on the north side depends on what's there. That's mainly just dirt. That's all.
It's photos, there's soil, little grassy area, and then there's a fence, and then there's a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Right. But underneath that, I don't think there's any native rock in there.
That's fill. Yeah.
From the construction.
Right.
So that's fairly easy. It's easy to do, and something you can do during the new water work period, I would think.
Yeah, if we beat the schedule, I guess that would take two. And we're talking December 1st through February 28th, or is it through March 30th?
What is 28th February.
Okay.
But it's these columns that I'm most concerned about and potential
drilling.
Last time we heard about this, there are potential for failure of the wall, all kinds of potential problems associated with this area. So that's what we don't want going on in March, April, or May. That activity, anything going on in that area, will be directly affecting ladder passage.
Now, is it March, April? What if we did it in June? Would that be okay?
No.
Wrong way.
There's adults moving year round.
Right.
Concerned year round there, but you get into the April time frame. That's when spring cleanup really start taking off. And there's a ton of adults moving through that ladder until
next year, okay.
Then we have winter steelhead. There's never a time
when
it doesn't happen.
Unless you have a ladder to water.
And we're taking what down, John? Cascade Island this year?
No, it's just A and B branch.
A and B.
For Bradford Island.
Yeah, this one's not going down. So.
Yeah, so that's a critical location for fish passage all year.
So
we're going to have to look exactly at what you intend to do there in terms of noise and potential ladder failure or wall failure.
Do we want to take it out of service when this is happening?
We looked into that. I talked with Jim Runkles and John, and I think there's a lot of things in play here for the other ladder. I don't think they wanted to switch ladders.
Right.
But you'll only have Cascade Island running then. The UMT doesn't go backwards, so you have to run all the flow at the first powerhouse. And with A and B branch down, the entire Oregon side will be out. No.
Yeah, we're limited this year.
No.
We've got so much work in A and B branch.
We only have.
We really can't take down Washington.
Entire river flow and
could.
Is that okay?
Okay, there we go.
EPA says spill as long as needed.
Okay. The reason for bringing is if we do get a failure in the ladder while the work's being done, how do we cut it off from what?
Well, that's the emergency.
So that's why I was wondering, is it worth taking out of service so you don't have to worry about that, or is it worth the risk of doing it?
I can't take it out of service unless we change the entire.
Or you do it the next winter maintenance period.
Well, that's something
which
we
sounds like that's.
This is our money, stimulus money.
It has to be done by.
You got to spend it during this FY.
By this FY, I thought you have to obligate it.
Well, it's interesting. They put obligation for this one 16 April. That's what they put in their big spreadsheet that they gave to Congress. I don't think they were thinking of the in-water work issues. And then the minute I took it, I go, well, there's an in-water work issue. I've done this before. We got to get it quicker. But
you can award the contract by the end of the FY and then have the project completed by 2012, I think, is the deadline. So we need to check on that.
I can.
Because
right now, I'd like to, I guess, right here, I guess I'd like to get the rules, and then what your thoughts are and maybe try to get it done, see if we can do something.
Well, we need to know the activity.
It mostly depends what your activity is going to be.
Yeah, how exactly.
I mean, if you're doing some minor excavation, some concrete and that kind of stuff, that's one thing. If you're having to drill down, excavate, cause vibrations, noise, wall failure, that sets you in a different idea, different realm, different kind of contingency for what is okay to do.
And then the wall failure, let's kind of, I'm not worried about wall failure. These, that's why I want to put the columns on the wall. They're big.
They are
2 foot walls.
Yeah.
I am worried about the vibration and the seals maybe around the windows. It'd be nice to minimize that.
I mean, from the activity of construction.
And I'm not even sure that's an issue, but we're thinking about that. But the
a lot of concrete though to take that energy out.
Windows.
So I don't think this is necessarily kind of jackhammering type of work right now. It's kind of core drilling
is what it sounds like. Yep. Like that. Well, they can core drill at night.
During the in-water work period.
Yeah.
Not after the in-water work
period. Could you accommodate to that and make it do it at night?
No.
Is there a passage lower?
No. Never. It's never at all. Next year, with the number of jacks we have this year, it's a little surprising. We have no idea what's going on.
We may have zero fish.
We may have a lot of fish.
Hell of a lot of fish.
We have no clue.
Subscribe to the methods that we've used in the past.
Which are working so well for us.
It hasn't worked well, but, you know, the jack counts are
there.
Over 60,000-70,000 this year.
So yeah, I know.
What's nighttime passage?
Well, but the fish are in the ladder. I just don't want to take that kind of. You could have ladders just chock full of fish. They don't all exit the ladder and disappear. Yeah, I don't want them flying.
We want to keep awake.
So, Mark, when are you going to be able to give us some information on your approach of using the existing walls and moving out that way? Does it have to go through a whole new plans and specs and BECO review? And
I'm not sure. No, we haven't done BECO yet. So we'll have it by BECO. Do you meet next month?
We meet every second Tuesday of the month.
Thursday.
By next month.
Okay, well, we'll put you on the agenda again.
Yeah,
and
just get the details on that. I think
we'll try to work with you.
Excavation work on the backside, on the north side, I don't see that as being a big issue. But any work that you're doing right next to the wall, especially the drilling or any jackhammering or noise, would be an issue. And then we don't want to lose the ladder. So
what I wrote down here on my notes here is in-water work, night work, day work, outside in-water work, night, day. Concrete, and here's kind of what I'm gathering. The concrete demolition is night work and in-water work during the in-water maintenance season. The excavation, you didn't seem
to. I'm not real concerned about your north side excavation.
As long as you're not blasting rock.
I am concerned. I mean, in-water work period for Bonneville is kind of a loose term because we have winter steel at passage that are all winter long. So we're concerned. Those were listed fish. We are concerned 12 months ago here at Bonneville. So this is our only ladder that's going to be operating. So we need to make sure that it's in the depth of passage. And we are particularly concerned about winter steel. So not good news, but I think what we need to do is just work through the details and what you plan to do. I mean, the loudest activities we want to have at night, if they're really disruptive, it may be something we have to talk about.
But at least before February.
Yeah.
That's kind of when you're,
yeah.
Anytime before February, that's when you're lowest, when you're still in passage after February, that's when it starts picking up again.
It actually picks up pretty good in January, too. The winter fish really don't. They move through in the summer.
Yeah, those were 500.
Yeah. A lot of those are summer fish.
So the excavation, that would be in-water, that has to occur during the in-water work season. And that could be during the day, though? Or?
But that's the north side of the building.
Yeah.
I don't think that's your part of it. Just let us know what you plan to do there. I mean, you're not blasting, you're just digging a hole, right? That's it.
Yeah.
I don't see that. You're fine. How many feet away from the ladder is that?
Well, it's actually about, I think, 75 to 80 feet.
Close to 100.
I think is the dimension. And it's not this whole block here that's being excavated. It's actually just, it's down to here.
Yeah.
So,
Mark, that's, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
And then the concrete placement, is that in during the in-water work period, or?
Well, where are you at with that? Where's that at?
The concrete placement would be some concrete. There's going to be, well, the columns.
Right.
And then there's a couple little footings down there.
None of that's in water.
No. It's okay. And then the...
You'll have to do a little, probably, is there any, like, laboratory work?
They go back and say, well, they vibrate the concrete.
Yeah, so that'll be a little bit.
That's 3 minutes.
So that could be day, and then that could be outside the in-water work period, or...?
I need to know what noise levels from the tenant.
Decibel less.
Where, I mean, if it's over on the north side, not worried about it. If it's over against the lateral wall itself, and it's transmitting the vibrations that go right to the wall and the water to get the fish. So we got to know that might be a nighttime type of thing.
Or if there's a possibility of spilling the concrete. You know.
In the ladder, yeah, from the column pour, especially if it's right on top of the wall. If you think that there could be, you'll need to make sure there's no concrete against the water.
Okay.
But that's compliance with the water quality, too.
I mean, that's kind of given.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, they just have to make sure the water is concrete.
Now, these trusses, I'm just kind of moving down here. The steel erection, they're going to bring a crane in, set these trusses on top of the columns, and they're going to... They're going to weld.
That's kind of the last thing you're probably going to be doing, so that's going to be later in the season.
Yeah.
I don't see the welding as... It's just activity that's going to be close, so let's...
Again, if there's splatter in the ladder.
Splatter in the ladder is not good, or...
It's the
work that occurs, again, right over the ladder that will be the issue, and I guess we need to...
We'll protect the ladder, yes.
Okay.
But as far as that goes, it would be helpful to see some plans as far as what protection measures, because concrete ooze can go through anything and everything. And it would probably be just as beneficial, in addition to having the specs of the project, also having some type of containment plan, just so folks can better understand how nothing is going
to
get in the lab.
Right. You may be able to put up something there that's a barrier or something.
Well, even those box, I mean, there's...
Yeah, that'll be part of
the work. They can capture it all.
That's all part of the contract.
Yeah, we'll get that in there. I think that's
cool. Standard language.
And then on top of the trusses, they're going to put a roof. And I haven't studied that much from the noise, but it's a steel roof. They either shoot nails in it or they puddle weld. I mean, it's these little welds.
Oh, really?
They have a machine or they... it's kind of like the roof that's down on the... On the Washington shore over where the JBS is, the steel roof, the green roof up there. I mean, they either, like they puddle weld, it's a machine. I don't think it's very loud, but they're walking up there.
Self-tapping screws or anything like that.
They could use that, but we could specify the least noisiest, I guess.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't think for that it's more.
Just in case. It's going to make sure people don't fall in the water.
Yeah. And that is, I mean, we can try to get these first couple, you know, accelerate this a little bit and get that done during the in-water work period.
Yeah. If you stage your work like that, that would save a lot of headaches.
All right.
If they can do it.
Yeah, if they can. That's the question.
That's going to be your last thing you get to do.
Well, I think the roof erection is going to go and the steel erection is going to be outside the in-water work period. Because they got to build these trusses.
Right.
I mean, shop drawings to review, and there's a process. Steel fabrication is a bit of a process.
What I'd recommend in that case, just that make sure there's something that shades the or partitions the ladder from all that activity.
Protect the ladder and contain the plant.
Yeah, so that you don't have a lot of activity right over the ladder that's not falling the ladder.
Part of that, we don't have a lot of motion. Fish sense of motion right above the ladder.
If it's a lot of stuff like that going on there, but you got to be able to, whatever you use to contain the ladder from the activity, shoot out the canvas.
That'd be fine.
Or plywood or something like that. That should be fine.
Plywood. There you go. Good enough.
I'm assuming your drain's going to go into the city water system.
Yes, I think so. I'll find out. I was looking at that yesterday, and I saw the detail for the gutter, and I know, I mean, They're not going to put that in the...
Goes in the sewer system, I would assume.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that's where it ties in now. There's actually... We'll
water the grass.
Could go in a rain barrel and water the grass.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea if the rain all your plants are dying out there.
It's because Mahar cranked it down.
I noticed. It's nice for the roadies.
There's an existing drain right here in this middle beam, and I think they're tying into that. And that goes to the tank.
Sammy's got the idea.
Yeah.
Sister.
They're actually doing that at the other visitor center. They're looking into that, capturing the rain and solar collectors and wind. They're doing a feasibility study on, I think, green.
Greenification.
Green technology.
Yeah.
It would be even better if you could flush the toilets.
Do you have all your questions answered?
I think I do. It's all right. Time.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Mark, way to go.
Hey, thanks for coming.
I'm a little confused by this.
Oh, questions coming at you.
Yeah, that's looking this way. So
the ladder is in here.
Yeah.
Look for the water surface.
The other one, if you look that way, you see the windows over here. You see these double T's, they're called. That's the existing roof.
So
we're actually cutting on this side right here. That's
The 80s. You got Frank Lloyd Wright in your design and flat roofs and all that. Yeah.
So you see here, and then you don't see the beam.
Flat roofs and radio area.
Yeah. Okay. I got more.
Any other questions for Mark? Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. Thanks for the crackers and
there you go.
Grab a muffin.
Yeah. I have
some muffin and run.
Muffin and
kind
run.
What muffins are those?
They're blueberry.
Special muffins.
Well, blackberry. Blackberry.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey Mark, can you send me electronic?
They're the special muffins.
I can.
Feeling kind of funny right now.
I'll send it to you.
I didn't know these are the country fair muffins.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Whoops.
I set those out.
Okay, we're going to get into action items. The first one is the Bonneville spillway repairs. Randy Lee is going to provide an update. I called him this morning, and he said the plans and specs are complete, but the work is postponed due to a funding issue. What he's doing right now is he's drafting a memo to our dam safety officer to kind of elevate the importance of this, and... he's routing it through his branch right now, and then he's going to be sending that on. So right now it's on hold.
Awesome.
I believe we talked about this at Fitterwig, but I was kind of out of it at the time because of my nose.
Bird?
Yeah.
817 repair?
What?
15.
Oh, 15. Sorry, we moved it there.
Yeah, we moved it. We'll take the crack.
I think where's the parts yet? That's the 32-week leak.
That's under updates.
Hang in there. Do you need a copy of the agenda?
I just.
She did a great job of delivering.
Hand delivery.
Okay, so I'll just keep that on the action items and see what happens. What's that?
Are they still finding the survey at least?
That's also on the agenda.
That's on the agenda as well.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
I don't read ahead that far, I guess.
3.2, John Day, fish ladder outages.
Rick
Kruger was going to ask about some concerns. I'm just going to take that off as of right now.
Yeah, and when the fly fisherman bitch and moan, they'll just come back to you.
So, 3.3, Tim's going to talk about the canary crane.
Yeah.
What happened?
Okay. We talked about this a little bit last time. McNary crane, crane 5, had problems. It's still is having problems. It's tagged out so that there's two parts. Well, there's at least two parts. There's the main hoist, and that is tagged out and will likely be tagged out for a couple of months. It's my understanding that it's one thing for the project to go in and fix it, but what takes time is to get independent inspectors to come in and verify it, and then call out a bunch of other things that need to happen before it can be put back into service. And so it tends to be a fairly long process. The project is working on that now. But there still is a hammerhead portion of Crane 5 that is
functional.
And so that is being used to clean VBSs. So we can still do that with crane 5, the hammerhead portion. Then the backup plan is have a mobile crane come in and should be able to lift head gates and things. And that the last date I heard on that is supposed to be there on the 14th of September. And I believe the mobile crane contract is such that it's just renewable month to month. So we'll just keep it there as long as we need it. So from a functional standpoint, we shouldn't skip a beat. Whatever the main hoist could did, now we have a mobile, we'll have a mobile crane on. We can still lift VBSs. So nothing should be impacted from...
Other than your funding.
Other than funding, yeah. Right. So that's where we're at with crane 5. Move along to 3.4, little goose, spillbay, weir.
Oh, I remember that debate. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Can we go over the notes on that? Can we read those?
Oh, we're going to play them. Yeah. For those who want to stay after, we have them. Yeah. To you can listen to them again.
And so I do recall the discussion, and it was fun. But I don't recall what study it is that I was going to send Kiefer. I haven't sent him a study, but I...
He's thinking survival's better. Like over the TSW versus going.
It wasn't survival, it was when you get more. Yeah, it was a better passage. You had better passage numbers of subs going with a little goose versus TSW than with, just regular spill.
The confusing part to me is there is no little goose study to send them because this is the first year of operation. So I don't know if he was looking for a study from, say, McNary, looking at...
Probably Lomo. Probably
well, we'll bring the meeting, we'll listen to the meeting minutes and tell you exactly what you're going to send him.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
I didn't send him anything.
That's lunchtime hour.
Okay. So, thanks,
all right.
Tony.
Might
well, it's all done and over anyway. So
yeah.
3.5, just keep going.
We have a discussion on what the criteria is and how we do it, because we really did struggle with it. In the end, we didn't have enough water to run it properly.
Well,
we should have pulled it out the 4 days before.
Well, we can easily, hopefully won't be in this low flow conditions again sometime soon.
But what if we run into it?
But I would say is we will have some study data from this year to at least evaluate and take a look at what we saw.
Do we have stuff that goes through the interlock?
I have no idea. It is probably 15th.
The study would end by about the 15th.
Right, so we're not going to have this really goofed up condition.
But you should know basically from like, do you have vastly more numbers of subulines using this new spill pattern than in previous years?
Well,
and if you don't...
But we didn't have any training spill at the end. It's going to be a really different...
Well, then you guys can argue with Russ every year for all I care, so...
Well, so if you look under potential 2010 FPP change forms, I have 13.2 little goose spillbay weir triggers at low flow. I guess I see this as two things here. One is we had triggers for describing what we were going to do in the fish passage plan this year. So it wasn't silent on the issue. We had those triggers in place. Now, you could argue that it wasn't highlighted as much as it should be. They were footnotes to spill tables. And at a minimum, I think that should be brought up into a section, have its own section rather than just be a footnote, so that it's clear. So that's one thing obvious that we can do without any new information. I think that's something that has to happen in the next fish passage plan.
Say that again, Tim. I'm sorry.
There was a description of when we're going to take this spill bay out of service at Little Goose.
I just thought of another.
It was described in the footnotes, but it wasn't in the text of the plan. I think it would be clear to everyone if it was in the text of the plan. That's a change form that I plan to get put in 2010.
Key to this whole thing is the efficiency of the surface bucket for some growing fish late in the season. I would dig through the data we have for surface bypasses up and down the river because we've been studying them for 10
years.
And most of those studies do end fairly early relative to this issue, but I don't think the behavior of subgrilling shrimp changes that much in 2 weeks, a month. So I would dig through and look at the efficiencies, because I think you're going to find the efficiencies are pretty, pretty low, and it may not be that different from a standard bay. And if that's the case, then this issue goes away. It just goes away.
The other side of that is survival, too. It's a very survival to your standard spill.
from what I've seen, there's no difference, or TSW is the worst than standard steel. So you've got efficiency and survival, you can play there.
I think you're going to find both those to be true, and that takes the wind out of the sails.
Yeah. Yeah. Regardless of the bypass versus surface passage argument, just the standard spill versus surface spill for subs.
For subs. Survival
may not be.
Well, if you're still providing approximately 30% spill.
Right, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about keeping the spill percent the same. We're talking about TSW high versus low. Sub-yearlings tend to be low. I don't think you're going to see that much of an advantage. And that, I think, kind of diffuses the whole argument.
Right.
So if you go down that road, somebody needs to do an analysis looking at just specifically that. Those two issues.
Well, that's the plan. That's kind of what I was, where I was going. Is at a minimum.
That you were supposed to provide.
Thank you for refreshing the memory. So at a minimum, we'll take the footnotes and put them into the text of the fish passage plan.
Tim.
Yes.
Tim, this bill handle, and I should probably butt in here.
Okay.
And I respectfully disagree with several points that just been made. Up on the lower spring at Ice Harbor and Lower Granite, we found that the RSWs have really surprised us for sub-yearling passage, and even at lower monumental. So the sub-yearlings are using those in very high efficiency numbers, and so far, what you're talking about is possibly going to smaller gate openings to replace that. So I really...
We can keep bulk spill.
I'm in the camp here with Russ Kiefer. Throughout that whole discussion we had last month and continue this month, I see no reason to shut that TSW until spill is turned off on the 31st.
I don't see any harm in doing an evaluation.
It's an analysis.
No.
It's an analysis.
I think the evaluations have been done and the data is there.
Yeah, you may be right, Bill. I think it would just be useful to have it annotated so that we know what we're talking about.
Look at the data, and if the data do support it, that's fine. But if they don't, then
why are we arguing
that much of an argument?
And we're not going to settle it today, but we need to figure this out by next week.
We need something to do for December.
Who's going to do this analysis?
Not it.
I think it's something that I'll plan to sit down and talk to Marvin about and get folks in planning engaged to help do with this analysis.
Yeah, so that could be a white paper out of their office.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll work on that. We'll it's not a done deal where we're going yet, but we will start a process of getting analysis done. Okay.
What else did you break?
Action item 3.5, Lower Granite operation of fish trap. You should have in front of you a Lower Granite inspection trip report.
Page three
of the agenda. I just briefly verbally described this last time. I will do the same now, which is basically there was no obstruction found in the pipe.
Yeah, but clean colon. Excellent.
Yes, a clean colon. The problem, I also mentioned sort of a off-the-cuff comment last time, which was Sean had mentioned to me that he thought perhaps the pipe was concrete lined and could have changed the diameter. Well, so they went back and first checked all the drawings to figure out, is that the case? And they couldn't find any evidence of that. And then they went back and they videotaped the ROV inspection, and they ran the tape back to really look at it. And all you can really tell from the tape is that it's really, really rough inside. And by looking at the tape, it's hard to tell, but everyone was pretty convinced that it was not concrete lined. It was just super corroded, but not concrete lined. And so
scarier.
It doesn't...
Question.
It doesn't really help answer our questions. So as far as next steps on this, it looks like one thing that we can do is take the next step up and look at the butterfly valve. That was sort of the next thing to look at above. We'll check that out. And if that doesn't fix it, the only thing that I know of that we can do now is to take a look at a more extensive testing with flow meters and pressure gauges. And
when does it come out of service next? What's it take to take this device out of service?
Operating all the way through until we get one longer here.
Well, it sounds like it needs someone to actually crawl in and figure out what it is.
Yeah.
We can't tell if it's concrete or steel, it's highly corroded. We may have other problems with the
I guess it seems like if you know the diameter of the pipe, you know the diameter of the valve, you know, and the head, and all the pieces to this, you ought to be able to calculate the flow. And if that's not what you're getting at the other end, then there's something, something in there.
So it seems like it justifies taking it out of service if I'm not sure what it involves, but really crawl up there and see what the hell's going on.
Well, I think that is the plan this winter, is to take...
Well, that's part of the reason why we did this ahead of time, was so when they did take it out of the service, they could do, they'd be ahead of for repairs.
Right. And so, unfortunately, this didn't... All this did was help us check off some things that we think it's not. And so, I still think it was worth doing, because if it, we had found an obstruction, things would have been easy. But we've kind of checked off that there's no obvious low-hanging fruit, and so... we'll dig into it and keep you posted. But, you know, as of now, it's still, you know, it's still operating. We're just not getting enough water to operate all of the tanks. We can operate about three of the holding tanks.
So what's the difference in predicted versus actual flow?
I don't know the exact number. All I know is from a practical standpoint, there's five tanks there, and we can only operate three of them. So I would guess that to be we're getting about 60%.
Because theoretically, we should be operating all.
Yep.
Yeah. That was.
The reason the tanks have to be on the downstream side of the tank. Can you put them somewhere on the upstream side and pump water into it?
You have to pump water to
them. Yeah, but you have no head. We're looking at probably large changes to whatever it is. This pipe to get more water on it. If it turns out there's a simpler fix, if you have three tanks up, three tanks down. When you had overflow, you just pump them out of the reservoir up above. You got some incredible electric pumps up there. It's like most dams that pump half the river in one. Turn the switch on.
Yeah, the Corps has such a good reputation for pumps.
Yeah. These electric pumps are pretty simple.
Low head electric pumps.
I need to get it from up above down to the...
So you have to drive?
You would move the fish and put them in there. When we have need for an extra three tanks, is there somewhere else we could hold these fish?
Nothing could land in here above the dam.
Well, anywhere around it. We're wedded ourselves to six tanks in this current location, but it turns out there's not enough water. Is there a secondary location that would be...
Well, that gets to be the... You need to do the cost analysis of moving that, doing that, versus the dreaded core drill hole through the dam and supply another... water supply line there like that.
You're talking about getting the water to the tank location as it is now. You're talking about putting the tank to the water.
Somewhere else, and you need to...
And that means moving the fish to the tank.
A lot more handling.
Yeah. Like I think, Scott, I mean, there are some discussions we can have further down the line when we keep checking off. I definitely don't think we're ready to go there yet, but, I mean...
Can you load directly into a large tank and have it sitting in a mobile tank?
A big tank truck.
Yeah, there's
a
big tank.
There are potential. We can look at other options. Part of this too, you know, lower Granite Juvenile Fish Facility. I know that's been the SCT ranking is low. That's something that, you know, we're trying to fix what we have. We're trying to plan for the future, because if a new juvenile fish facility comes in, I believe some of these things would go away, but I also realize that's not a...
It's down the road a ways, so we have a more immediate need. If we're going to get a lot of adults coming back, we need
to... Well, if the system is supposed to supply the water, then it needs to be modified or fixed so it does. The bottom line is, if there's a problem within that system, if the calculation was wrong, we didn't know that.
Yeah.
But if the calculation's correct and there's something in there, let's...
And that's what, you know, Sean has spent a significant amount of time going over the calculations to say, did we miss something? Was something just calculated wrong? And he's come away with the conclusion that the calculations are right.
The water should be there.
The water should be there, and it's not. We'll keep you posted on it.
The made-off butterfly.
Sounds like the next step is to look at butterfly valve and then do some more pressure.
And then you may, you know, I mean, it's a matter of probably redoing that system. if this facility doesn't ever see the light of day, then you need to go through and replace the pipe on the valves and everything.
Well, the problem is,
I think that's better than moving tanks around.
I don't want to move those fish. Well, because the problem is when you're going to be moving, it's going to be during the hottest time of the year. Because that's when you need tanks, is when it's the warmest. So it's like, crap.
You're going to move anything.
The other thing that the people up there have done, too, that have taken the adult fish, they've been able to use more tankers.
Yeah.
Move them out, move the fish out, whatever happens, direction they can go through. So that helped eliminate some of the problems.
Let's go back to that. Okay.
So can we wrap it?
Yeah, we'll keep you posted.
Wrap it.
3.6, McNary Lamprey entrance test.
Good news.
Page 10.
Yeah, you have this included in page 10. This is really just a follow-up from last FPOM. Derek Fryer provided an update on this. Saying he provided the numbers verbally, and now you're seeing what he said verbally in writing.
Okay.
I guess the quick good news on this is, to me, the main purpose of this test was to make sure that we're not screwing up salmonid passage as we're doing this, and I see no evidence that we are screwing anything up. Again, we knew going into this that it was going to be really hard to show definitive benefit for lamprey passage.
So
lamprey test
from
McNary. Lamprey test. So.
Yeah, I'm not as concerned about what we've done there as what we're planning. That concerns me a lot.
What do you mean planning?
The cutting holes and the weirs and what?
What's wrong with that?
You don't think cutting a hole and a weir and letting it rip is a problem, especially when it's a small hole?
I know.
4-inch by, what are they, 4-inch by 12 or something
like that? I think 4 by 12.
That concerns me a bit. Mm-hmm. That concerns, but yeah, you're right. This, although, you know, we did see some issues about it, though, that were still scratch my head over too, so I was,
How does the 4 by 12 hole in the weirs improve Lamprey passage?
Well, I believe the plan is that those lamprey are moving along the bottom, oftentimes attaching themselves to the bottom.
Right.
And when you provide just a blockage, then they have to try to figure out a way to get up and over.
The weirs don't have orifices in them?
Yeah, I don't have those plans in front of me right now to...
They're the tilting
weir sections.
Those have four
orifices
on the door. They're small ones.
Any
of
the orifices that we're seeing in
McNary, any of the orifices are pretty damn big. I mean, that's one of the biggest orifices in the whole river. 24.
Yeah.
Wow, 24
square.
I have to refresh my memory on what the plans are. I can't remember now if it was the vertical walls that Lamprey were using, and the holes were supposed to accommodate those adults going along the walls.
Let's
put it on the next edition.
Yeah, it would be helpful if I could be a little more prepared for that discussion rather than wing it right now.
Let's talk about that at Fairwig in October. But certainly, I am concerned. I sent that concern an email on Tuesday, I believe it was, just before our email crashed and lost everything.
Don't cry too much.
I think I included you, Tim, and I did.
Okay. Well, let's. I think we can put it on here to wrap this discussion too. So we'll be prepared to discuss this October FPOM. I do know that the tilting weir section has been identified as a very difficult place for lamprey passage, and so the idea was either to get some type of like an LPS. Lamprey passage type structure to get up and over those tilting weirs, or cut holes in like this 4x12 holes.
There are other ways. We need to talk about that. I just don't want to see us having a reoccurrence of headroom issues with adults trying to pound themselves through a 4-inch hole. So we've got to be concerned about that. Plus, the other concern I raised was the effect of the hydraulics on the ladder pool itself. Additional flows through there. Without modeling, without looking at it in that kind of detail, I think that's just cutting holes out there this winter is not a good idea.
But you don't want a Swiss cheese ladder?
Right. We don't want the holy
John Day North.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Fitterwig, this will also be on F Palm agenda in October.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Before we go to the next one, did somebody just call into F Palm?
Yeah, this is Don Erickson. I'm sorry, I was kind of tied up in another meeting. We're trying to figure out how to get more.
Okay, Don. Well,
recovery act money for fish.
Okay. Well, we like that. We're going to finish a couple items, and then we'll jump to yours so you can give your update and then jump off.
Want to give me a call when you're ready, or just...
No, we'll be there in a couple minutes.
Oh, okay.
So hang tight.
Did you guys talk about the ice and trash spillway gates and the spillway survey?
We talked about the spillway survey, just saying that it was plans and specs were complete and it's postponed because of funding, and Randy is... drafting a memo to the dam safety officer. What's that?
What?
Oh, no. Sorry, wrong thing.
I was going to say that we got the survey's ready to go, I think.
Okay.
Don, we haven't talked about that yet.
I got slapped for bringing that up earlier.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. You can talk about it right after you do the downstream migrant stream removal. So hang tight.
Okay. All right.
Okay, 3.7 is Tom Lohr's.
This will be an easy one. I'll be ready before... It'll be ready, not today, though.
McNary temperatures. So Tom will soon draft a FPP change form. Bonneville fish counts.
And Tom, that's something that if you want, yeah. Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll send my language over to you and you take a look at it.
Okay.
We'll get it to you.
So 3.8, the fish counts. Portland's going to draft a change form. That's going to clarify split flows can only occur when flows exceed 100K, and that's in item 13 as well, not 10.
The question on that one, is that any salmonid capacity? Or we're talking about the 20,000?
All salmonid, too.
Combination of stuff.
All total.
And then the other two will be discussed.
There needs to be an expansion of that, and hopefully that'll happen under 13.5 or whatever, but... The recent need to run one unit of the powerhouse one just came up, especially with
we were going to add that on at the end of the agenda. Let's push that to 13 so we can get through these and
fine.
Then get Don on. The fact that all the 3.9 can go, it's ITS automated gates, it's going to be discussed at 4.2.
And we talked about that at Fitterwig also.
Yeah.
So, and then the other thing is, just to let you know, we had our contractor, pre-construction contract, meeting with our contractor yesterday to take out the ice and trash sluiceway wall, and just kind of alerted him to the fact that when we dewater, we'll have a chance to look at that one gate in 6C, and just alert him to the fact that we may mod his contract to maybe fix the slot or do some things there. As well as also the end gate where it rattles, to take a look at that also. So,
okay. So, Don, why don't you go ahead and provide your updates with the Powerhouse 1 DSM screen removal and the stilling basin.
All right.
Go ahead.
I think we're on to Don
now. Yeah, we're just going to go right to Don, and then we'll go back.
Okay, well, let me talk about the survey. We're all set to go with the survey, and I don't understand. I think we are waiting until October.
My
understanding, I don't think we're doing it here in September.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, we're just waiting for you to do it. So
at the last FPOM, you were requesting it in early September, and we said, well, FPOM's recommendation was to delay it as long as possible to October.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
So right now we've got spill bays 1 and 18 on one day of the week of October 26th.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So that's more of just a quick update. And then the Powerhouse 1 DSM screen removal. You guys are requesting to remove the fish screens in mid-October so you can start setting up the process of removing the orifice components.
Yeah, we had our meeting yesterday with the contractor, and that's a lot of work. We've put in the contract, of course, that we would dewater, start dewatering November 1st, and then have everything ready to go by the, for the contractor by November 13th. What we did not account for was, and that's just putting in the stop logs, we did not account for is moving those screens and getting those out and moved so that he can get those out of there also. So we're looking at actually starting October 19th, just moving the screens down to the north end of the powerhouse there so that he can get those out of his way and so he can be able to get in there and work. The problem he's going to have is if we have the screens up on the north end and the south end there where they're at now, it presents a problem for the contractor trying to work, take those screens out at the same time he's trying to take the concrete out along the deck there. So that's what we're looking for, is to take the screens out basically on the 19th of October. They would still start setting stop logs in on the 1st of November.
So that's close to 10 days of non-screen turbines. Is that what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Additional days.
September 19th.
October 19th.
October 19th.
Yeah.
Discussion.
Let's see, I'm trying to think. Has anyone looked at flows to see how much flow we think we'd have at Powerhouse 1 at that time?
Well, it depends on the training. Is there the issue with having a unit on for the higher head? I didn't recall that until a couple nights ago, but
yeah,
you may have to have a unit on.
Yeah, it depends on the river flow if we're still at 70.
Well, it may not matter. I mean, if it needs it on for supporting the 115 line, then what
that's not the reason. The reason was turbine efficiency and the number of units and the capacity of the units at Powerhouse 2 and the limitation. As you get higher head on the unit, your operating range gets narrower and narrower, and we're down to about 2,500 CFS operating range, and that's the problem. You can either run at the very low end of peak or you're outside.
Let me just ask this. As far as Powerhouse 2, do they still have 11 and 16, what's the other unit out there?
16 is down, 11 and 16.
Are any of those going to be back up by then?
16 should be back.
Should be, okay, great. One of them will be back, but that doesn't really affect that issue. You got more than enough units, you just don't, you can't fit the flow within the operating range of the units you have. So that's why the other unit needs to be run. But that's at about 70K river. That's very sensitive to the amount of river flow.
Well, the head's not going to change. So
water to run. It will change because of tailwater.
We're leaving the bottom well, if it rains.
If the tide comes in. That's the key. No, it's not so much tide. It'd be river flow.
Three feet.
You need to get above 70K river flow if you come up.
We're hoping it rains. But the head's going to stay the same in the forebay because the Dells work is going to go on. So that's going to be there the rest of the year.
It's not going to rain that much between now and then.
That's the bottom part.
So you're not anticipating any of this much oil.
The secret cavern isn't full right now.
Okay, well then maybe that issue will be continuing then through October. In fact, if that's the case, then there will be one unit running at least at the first powerhouse, regardless of capacity in the second.
Yep.
And so we'd have one on-screen unit. The reason these are in are for adult fallback. Under those conditions, what are we anticipating? The wall's coming out. You got to shut the sluice way off at this time too. Everything's off.
No. The other thing you do is take the screens out. You can't. We just don't have enough time in those 13 days to take the screens, move them down to the south end of the powerhouse, put the stop logs in.
This is going to be operating the whole time.
The sluice way will be operating the whole time.
Yeah.
So we just.
So
we
it's
just
turbine or sluice way.
So that's. That's probably fine. That's what we're banking on anyway. Future, since this way it's going to be. And it's going to be. It is fully open at one B.
Yep.
Is like
one B.
Got a huge.
Which you know? Actually, they moved it to 1C.
Or C.
Yeah. They.
When?
Just the other day.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So it's open 72. It's set at 72.
1C with the high four bay. They set 1C at 75.
But then all because of the four bays up to 78.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still got a lot of flow. You might even be able to open that a little bit more.
And then 1B, they closed it off.
Okay. Well, you might, probably not. you're getting further and further away from the end, and that's going to limit your capacity. So you may not be able to open more. I was going to say, you might be able to open that a little bit more.
Yeah.
And close 10.
Gary, is there, if we're going to a pullback,
10's closed right now. 9A is open.
Further away. Hmm? If we're not going to have screen units and we want to run this one further away, or are we using attraction flow?
I would run the unit under the biggest opening.
Yeah.
Sluiceway opening we have.
That's what I was going to
say. One something, whatever we're at. And I would open that one up as much as you possibly can.
Okay.
So whatever you do.
So I don't think adults don't show a real propensity to want to go down to a turbine if they've got a surface rod right above.
So we're going to run the turbine unit under the largest opening at the ice and trash sluiceway and pull the screens on the 19th.
There you go.
Yes?
Good enough.
Okay.
Gary's open. And then I can say, well, still, we're not going to put the stop logs in until the 1st of November.
Our units are 1 and 2.
So Gary, you're fine with that, basically. Run the unit under the biggest opening in the sluiceway.
And then go ahead, pull the screens and scrap them.
Okay.
And if we pull screens, then we can might as well dewater the SM1.
Right. Your bypass system is
you're done.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Trying to cry too much, Tammy.
Okay. You got that done?
Well, just to make sure, as Michael, just to make sure, we're going to start on the 19th pulling the screens out. Mm-hmm. And again, we won't put the stop logs in until the 1st of November, and the contractor again at the end. They'll be able to start then on the 13th of November, which is what we told them as far as being able to actually access the sluiceway.
At that point, then everything's shut down.
Yeah.
No flow through the powerhouse, sluiceway, or GPS.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Because it'll take them a while to put the stop logs in, but not until the 13th.
Right, but that's the idea. You're closing everything. That's what the stop logs are, is they're shutting off the sluiceway.
Okay.
Understand.
That's all I needed.
All right. Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Bye.
All right, so that brings us back to updates. Whew, this has been hard on me.
Last meeting.
Time. Here, you need some brain power. Compliments of Stancil and his group.
Chocolate cream and peanuts.
Some seal nuggets.
Marketing. Sea lion droppings? Is that your new marketing plug?
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to get a little
salmon flavor,
a little fun going for the SFU.
I'll do a red one.
Sea lion droppings.
It's pretty funny. Jackie up. All right, so updates. The Bonneville Fish Unit Trash Rake. This was brought up at Fitterwig. We were hoping to have the test this September, and Natalie came into Fitterwig after I stuck my foot in my mouth and said, I haven't gotten the money to the project because of our great financial system. We're having issues.
Yeah. Here we go again.
But she just updated me as we were sitting here today, and she's finally worked through the disagreement, and hopefully she'll get the labor codes to the projects by 9/17. That means they can go ahead and manufacture those brackets for the lower part of the trash rake, and then we can go out there and test it, and then pull the bucket off and send it to get the holes drilled out.
By the time I retire, I just might actually have a system out there.
No, we're going to do it, man. I am on the job.
My understanding that the brackets they originally designed were too big, so they're going to have to redesign.
Okay. Another little wrench.
Yes, another little wrench.
So, hopefully in October sometime, after the design has been redesigned and installed, we'll test it. We will test it. We will test it.
I want to be there.
We will be there. We'll have a combination tie crane, boom, trash rake party barbecue.
Ooh. I can bring some. I'll fish on that.
I'll be getting grilled on that one, probably. Okay, so we'll just keep, that'll be coming to Fitterwig as well, and hopefully next FPOM we'll have another update on that. Ice and Trash, sluiceway automated gates, what's the update on that?
The automated gates, with 10B being closed, they all automate in unison, so they had a communication problem between the control room and the 77 level. They replaced the copper with fiber. Fixed that problem. They are now able to run the gates from the control room.
No.
And,
but not automatically.
But not automatically.
No.
Yeah.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
Yeah. But
so
they
must follow the floor rate.
Yep. Yeah. And they're maintaining the at least 2.5-foot opening.
But it sounded like also in this contract, Don was going to have them look at that one of those gates that stuck.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So they're still following
that
repair.
They're still following it.
Right. Yes. At least the guys are following it.
Six
the floor
is
like
get set.
They go there. Oh crap!
Yeah, 3 and 6.
6C, 3B, yes. But the 1 and 9 is the chain gate, and 10 is
closed, right? Because of poor flow conditions at that end.
All out.
Yeah.
So what's one come? What is the ITS market for? What's the main purpose?
What was the question?
What is the idea?
Giggles. Pure giggles.
I said trash.
It's just they're running water out of the
water. you know that overflow valve you got in your clawfoot tub? That's what it is right there.
Was it adults or juveniles or what's the...
I don't know what you got.
Just curious. What is it?
All the above.
All the above.
Cool
and lamprey.
And lamprey. More importantly, best lamprey passenger system you've got up on it.
Well, do we need to back it off at night to get the lamprey through? Is it like McGarry? Is this one of those that we want to change the flow in?
Juveniles don't really care about flow.
No, for lamprey.
Yeah, why would juveniles care? You think an adult's going to go up that? I don't think you've ever seen an adult lamprey go up there.
Well, that's
right. Yeah.
Have another dropping.
I'm going to need some after this discussion.
Well, we got plenty more, right?
That's the debris one. Dave.
Will.
It goes with her shirt.
I noticed that. It's a green one t-shirt.
Okay, here, mumbling. So what's happened here? Any? Okay, so we can move on?
Please, quickly.
Bay 15 hoist.
Bay 15 hoist, I've been told that it's going to be sent, the motor's going to be sent in for repair in FY10, and it should be back and be installed for the 2010 spill season.
No.
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Are we putting money on that one?
2010 spill. Back in service.
I don't know.
It's a 32-week lease.
Yeah, you know, if you have 32 weeks from now, you have to have it. So someone forgot the lead time for this year.
Unless they've been secretly working on it.
Unless they're going, we've got money coming.
Right, well, they do have money coming forward. They know they're going to fund it, but if they went back to the original email, it's 32 weeks. They start 32 weeks from now, they can't make quite the same. So...
I'll have to get another update on that.
It's much
one.
Better out of that bag.
There may be further along in the process, but sending it in.
That would be great if they were.
Yeah, I'll find out.
So, John, your report is that their project is intending to have this ready by next
2010.
Yes, that's what they told me.
That's what they told me.
April 10th, 2010.
Yesterday.
They told you that yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, official, it's in the news.
You might have looked at it and said, oh, yeah, 32 weeks might have been a little exaggerated. Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep that on the agenda, getting updates on progress in the next year. Or 6 months.
John, you're going to be out there.
Or 6 months.
There you go. The pole.
Okay, my favorite, 4.4.
John Bradford.
Bonneville tie crane. It got delivered to Bonneville. And
the boom
is at Bonneville. However,
no,
it's cracked.
No, close.
It has a dent, and the paint is sloughing off of it in some locations where they picked it up with the cable straps when it was wet and It was supposed to be painted prior to delivery, but it got delivered. And now it's sitting out there with these beautiful sloughs in the paint. So, we're not accepting it as is. Yeah. We're not accepting it with the dent. But it's going to be stored at Bonneville for a while, and we'll figure this out. I just don't know when it's going to go away. I really don't.
Can you put a camera on it and tape it when they're putting it up?
Yeah. Well, no, I thought we would have a ribbon cutting ceremony out there.
Yeah, someone's going to get cut.
Tech staff told me this is another three additional weeks.
Three additional weeks, they're going to paint it out. Were they going to build a little tent around the thing and paint it out there?
They're going to hammer out the tent?
3 weeks.
I don't know about the dent.
They now
that's
off site.
That suction cup thing?
And then Billy Mays is going to come with
it. I can paint it for 39 that and that. Yeah. So.
Exactly.
We're starting to lose time here. It's getting. It's not looking pretty, and believe me, I've been pushing my supervisors to push, and
really, we've been waiting to do some post evaluation from the corner collector evaluation. Really, just to get that: are the ties good? Are they working good or not?
Yeah.
They have the crane up.
So.
To test that.
Pick them up and maybe.
So do you think we'll have the crane time to put the ties in? If not, can we get a barge to...
Let's not even go there.
I don't want to. Maybe we want it.
Yes, we will have the tie crane ready to put the ties in.
The problem with a barge is you can't reach it.
It's $375,000 to bring a barge in there with that kind of a crane for that effort, and that's kind of putting the pinches on us because they know they got us. So that's a lot of money. That's just to put them in.
I remember them going in originally with a huge
steam. I remember back in the day when they had a steam crane.
Who do you think was loading the coal? Fetish was there shoveling the coal in, for God's sakes.
Scared the hell out of me. I've never seen anything like that.
That's not a crane, it's a snort.
You do have kids.
Yeah. Back in those days.
We just read that one the other night.
Yeah. I wish I could say I remember that, but
get off the saw.
Get some more wood. All right.
So I will keep it on the schedule and update. Hopefully they're going to get it painted and the dent's going to miraculously turn into structurally be approved. I don't know how. I haven't seen the dent. Is it a pretty significant?
No, I haven't seen the dent.
Okay, apparently there's a dent.
I didn't see the dent.
Bonneville Unit 11 will return to service. Any ideas on that? I know Schwartz was promising.
Schwartz has been working with Vanderborg and Kranda to see if they could get the contractor to have that done by March 1.
Ooh, good.
March 1. Okay.
And then we would need a month to restack and test, so we're looking at April 1. And they're exploring options for increased manpower, doing double shifts, things of that sort.
If you need it by April 1, we'll be happy.
What was the date? I'm sorry.
April 1.
April 1. Ready to go, in service.
That's what they're working on right
month
now.
Month to commission.
Okay.
What test does that impact? Is there any? Is the corn collector test start on the 1st, or is it the 15th or what?
That would be the lower river survival study if it goes. That would start probably about,
a week after.
Like 15th of April, maybe somewhere in there.
5-6 days after.
Yeah, 15th, 20th of April.
So you got a little bit of
You got a little.
Don't tell
a lot. You don't.
That's not pretty.
Yeah, we need that heated back bad.
Okay. All right, let's move on. 4-6, we went over with Mark Sokka. 4-7 was Fish Counting Reporting.
No, the AFF roof.
Wrong roof.
Oh, sorry.
AFF roof repair is supposed to start this month, so it should be pretty soon. And I know Critpic's still working in there, and we'll work
with
them.
They like the rain.
Yeah. Hope nothing will rain down on them while they're doing roof work.
Because it doesn't rain much in Bonneville, so they really don't need good roofs.
Yeah, it's another flat roof.
Who cares?
Yeah,
and it's going to be repaired with a flat roof.
Yeah. Sweet.
the Franklin Ryan style says
more classic.
Can't have everything, man. You know.
Yeah. Well, are they just putting a new coating on? They're not.
They're putting that
guns out there?
Rubber matting, I believe, down and then coating that, whatever that stuff's called.
Roof or the trailer house
roof. I.e. the hurricane special.
Yeah, it's not at least patching holes and trying to, you know, just punt it off another year.
So you guys at least go with the blue heavy-duty tarp this time?
Left over from Katrina.
Right, that's my roof.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm moving on. Fish count reporting. We worked out a short-term solution, and we're still working on our long-term.
And the short-term is basically
short-term is when it goes down, and at 9 o'clock, if the PC doesn't get the numbers, they'll go to the FTP site and unofficially post it to their
They may cite the sources unknown.
Right.
And then
anything besides that that you know of, Stancil?
Definitely. Just let you know, though, if you check the website, you'll notice that any fish passenger reports have been PDF from 1938 to the present.
Wow.
So on there, and
you got them all done now.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And also those nighttime lamprey counts and sockeye counts will be posted. Probably be updated once a month. So if you were looking for those, you get them.
Cool.
So you are working on our long-term solution.
Yeah, we're working with our headquarters and ASIC contractor. And the long-term solution is hopefully to get this application posted to our public site and get some more security clearances and authorizations for other users. Obviously, the one core employee, one computer doesn't work. So
as long as you never get sick.
It is an army of one, you know.
You would win
all day for that, haven't you?
Army
of one. Hey guys, man, I shouldn't have dropped those seal bombs on you. Just wacky.
Shoot them up now.
Sweet them up.
Okay, we're gonna keep going, man.
Do it.
4-8, John Davy and Array. Apparently there's a meeting set up
21st September in the CritFit.
In CritFit's basement meeting room on the 21st of September, 9 to noon.
There's a conference line that should be coming out here.
Yeah, I think he put the number out yesterday or this morning.
I'm trying to send it to him, so.
And I just got an email. He's got his John Day Spill Bay 20 flow deflector meeting is September 23rd from 9 to 11. Just an FYI.
What is it? Again?
The John Day.
23rd.
The 23rd of September from 9 to 11 in the Cascade Room at RDP, which is the ninth floor over near. Come out the elevator and just go right to the left.
What was that mean?
John Day deflector, May 20.
The Cascade Room.
Cascade Room, yeah.
23rd.
So. Busy week for John Day, the week of the 21st. So, 4.9 is the Dalles Ison Trash Sluiceway test operation. We talked about it. Fitterwig, F-pump, Fitterwig, F-pump, Fitterwig, and it's going to SCT because it's...
You'll get much better response there.
Yeah.
SCT doesn't want it.
They don't want it? Well, I mean...
It's the same people.
Okay. Basically, it's reduced. The test was do a repeat of last year with the transducers in for monitoring winter turbine passage and the discussion about reduced flow in the sluiceway. At Fitterwig, it's basically those two over there are fighting it out, I guess.
I know. I talked to Bill. Well, I talked to Bill through Paul, and he didn't want it to go to SCT, so that's we need to figure out where to.
So the proposal at Fitterwig, which I'm putting out right now, is from November 15th to April 10th. They reduced flow in the ice and trash sluiceway.
There's my memo on it.
April 10th. And we've got a memo.
Can you send that to me electronically?
Yeah.
So that was. I mean, everybody at Fitterwig, except for Bonneville, was in favor of that. And the talk was to take it to SCT at that time. So what does Bonneville have to say now?
We're still in the same place. We haven't received a memo until just now. So we have no time to coordinate with that.
Okay, so
we'll send you another memo saying we want it from starting about, oh, I don't know, February, back to full flow.
This does not reflect the discussion I had with Cluxton. This is just the background.
Okay, so before we get into deep discussion, and let's set up a special meeting for this soon, where Cluxton can be there, and the people that need to be there will be there, and we can hopefully...
What this boils down to is one thing, and as far as I can see at this point, that's whether or not we want to run 4 or 6 gates the first 2 weeks of November.
Right, that's what it boils down to.
And the offer on the table is to run 6 weeks in the first two, or six gates first 2 weeks and 4 gates thereafter. That's what
2 weeks. We're arguing over 2 weeks.
And we're arguing over two weeks, but I want to hear a response from you guys on that.
We gave them everything. For
2 weeks. I don't know. A meeting's not going to change. We can sit and argue for a blue in the face at a meeting about this. And it really is a higher level issue.
What's the difference in the 2 weeks in terms of the biological difference that you're saying?
You tell me.
Why would you not go into the first instead of the
November? We're not going to go to the first of December?
No, the first of November. Or first of October.
Or just forget them all together?
I'm just curious, what are we looking for?
This is the juvenile bypass system for the Dalles Dam. That's what it is. The juvenile bypass season goes through November 30th. I don't know how many times I have to say that, but that is...
At least three more.
Older river, ADVs. Juvenile pass, fish pass season. Yeah. And that's
something
that's like the
I
don't know how many adults pass through. I don't know the efficiency of 4 versus 6. And if you want to talk about that, I think that Gary Johnson needs to be in the room and have that discussion. Short of going through all of that pain and not coming up with a good solution, I thought it was just going to come back. All those data are going to be hard to come by. But currently, those gates are open, all gates until the end of the month. And what Cluxton offered up to me was, well, what about half a month? Those 4 gates, half a month. That's a lot. And it gets us a month going, and that's the
now that I know what the official offer is, let me go back to the Gotchtee.in region. So we're good. So let's
go with that through BPA and let them before we set up any meetings.
Okay.
It boils down to that kind of a discussion.
Right.
I don't know. We could argue some of the police.
Yeah, I don't want to have that kind of discussion right now. I think we've had it many times.
So it goes down to a negotiation, really.
This will be shipped around. You've sent this out. Is this officially out?
I have a few copies here. The federal parties wanted to see it before I could send it out. So
you can take it back and...
Our email is shot. Our email has been down since Tuesday sometimes. We apparently have lost everything.
Do you have that on thumb drive?
I do.
You should use our contractor then. Get ours.
I can put it on.
But this time they can help you out.
Tom, at this time, we are sharing it federally as soon as we have comments on it.
Okay.
So it isn't going to the next level yet, but as soon as we get...
I'm happy to know that we're now back to a consensus-based operation, since you're the only ones who argue and everyone will support it. So that means we're on consensus basis for everything, so I can argue against something now. Sweet! I just want to know if that's how
we're
playing
the game. Has it ever stopped you before?
Well, yeah, but we get ignored, so...
I don't know if you get ignored at all.
That's not, it's just like at home, you know, they let us talk.
I'm ignoring you right now.
It's just a tad bit disappointing that we're arguing over such a small amount of water that has some fish benefit. And we've argued over this. We probably spent more time in meetings and money than we actually spent on operation.
The other thing
The only step I can think of to move forward on this, other than this kind of discussion and offer, is to actually get into the 6 versus 4
I know. That's
your job to try to figure out what benefit is. And, I mean, we went to 6 gates for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't remember all the details. I didn't go into that kind of analysis. I could. I just don't think it's worth it. Two weeks.
I don't know. Categorizing this as an argument is quite right either. We just honestly haven't had time to coordinate this internally very well. So it's less, I mean, it's partially an argument. We're also trying to wrap our closed loop internally. So,
okay.
Well,
so any idea when you can close that loop?
I'm hoping it's soon that we can do it. Just maybe coming.
So after the 15th?
I don't know, but it should be sooner than it has been. Really, so.
Okay.
Pretty soon.
All right. Anybody else want to take a shot?
I'll take one more.
And that is that, I had thought that Klutz is not here, but when we had the phone call discussion, but then that offer was going to go back to BPA. I thought the Corps was working this internally, and I'm surprised these guys haven't heard about this.
That offer was put out at Fitterwig.
No, it was on
Wasn't
the phone.
I don't really?
Know, was it really?
Yeah.
The 2 weeks officially put out?
I was at Fitterwig, and we were, that's where you decided you would cut it down the middle.
Right, and but I don't know that it was after.
Well, we just said Bonneville, what do you think?
Officially given to Bonneville.
Well, it just has been.
So, I mean, and one of the issues was your memo never came out, so.
Well, the memo doesn't have any.
I know.
I mean, the memo says November, all the way through November, run as you should, run as the criteria. And I'm not changing the memo with the same number. I think it ought to be run through the halfway through November. I don't think that's, it should be, but in order to get this thing to go, in order to get the study done this year, that's a reasonable concession, I think. So, but I thought that, I mean, you still haven't heard an official thing.
He just offered it on.
Okay.
I mean, that's what Bernie just said.
And in the minutes, it'll be captured there, and you guys can use that.
Yeah.
Because the fiddling is kind of discussion.
I got to go by car.
So, in your absence, Jason said you guys are going to close the loop internally and get back with us. And
yep. We're good then.
Yep.
We're ready to move to the next item, is what we're going to do. That was just an update. Holy smokes. Winter maintenance, pages 4 through 8. Just review them. If you have comments, please get back to us.
Wait.
It's more of it's winter maintenance. It's part of your attachments.
Oh, winter update.
It's just telling you what's going on at the Dalles Dam and John Day and Bonneville, and I'm not sure about Walla Walla, if you guys are going to...
They don't need you to work in the winter.
Mm. You guys don't do winter maintenance?
We don't do, no.
Theirs are due in October.
Lomo Navlock gates out of service mid-December through March 2010. Tim?
Yeah, that's actually the date's wrong on that. It should be mid-December 2010 through the end of March 2011.
So it's next year.
So it's next year. Okay. Yep. So it's just a heads up. It shouldn't mean anything from a fish standpoint, but you know, I just wanted to throw it out there so people understand it, that if things slip, it is a concern to me. If low flow year and barging locks out of service, it's a concern that I at least want people to be aware of, that locks will be out of service. No imminent fish impact, but could be something you hear about in the future. So,
12.
And then 12, just Lomo juvenile fish sampling. And so I think John Bailey sent out an email on this.
You sent out 2 this season so far.
Okay. And so really it's, in the fish passage plan, we're supposed to coordinate when mortality goes above 6%. Mm-hmm. And so generally, well, I have some data here. Like September 6 and 7, we had a 30% mortality rate. But just put, I just want a couple things that I wanted to discuss as we're sitting here. One, those are the 30% is three fish. And two, in talking to the folks at the project, all these fish appear to have columnaris. And so it's not facility-related impact. So I just want people to understand what
blame it somebody else.
What we're talking about here.
Where did these fish die? They died in your village.
They were fine until they came into the project.
It's your project.
So, anyway, I don't see any reason to make any dramatic changes, but this is just an update based on the three fish that passed away recently. So we plan to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I guess if anyone has a concern with that, let me know. But we're not going to plan to stop sampling. So.
No. I'd like to back up one item, if I may.
No.
Maybe two, actually. When is Walla Walla coming out with their winter maintenance?
October.
That's
pump.
Okay.
October. Meeting minutes or agenda will be on there.
Attached. Around back to your mortality issue, should we specify a season when that is occurring? So that when we have three fish, it's not a
major,
Right, I mean,
That's an interesting question, shouldn't it?
Yeah,
because, this time of year we're only getting a few fish collected for collection and transport.
It's just a criteria we've applied for the entire year, but it doesn't seem to fit very well at this time.
I agree. For the past month, there are a total of 36 mortalities at Bachman at Lomo.
Yep.
And so,
how many collected?
429, so that's 8%. And so when I asked specifically, over 30 of those appeared to have columnaris. So I agree. This trigger makes sense in the spring, summer. I'm not sure this trigger makes sense. We can certainly communicate it like I'm doing now, but it seems a little bit of highlighting a non-issue.
Yeah. Well. So, it's an issue, but it's something we can really do to figure out.
So
it may be worth doing a change form to say it applies during three seasons or
whatever. But what season do you want to do? Where do you want to? You start splitting the hair. Where do you want to start splitting it? And that gets to I don't know. Is it August 20th good or is it August 31st? I don't know.
We're doing daily collections. Yeah, minimum sample or something. Maybe daily collections of below 100 fish, 50 fish.
That's a significant number.
Daily total mortality on 100 fish. That's bad. That's bad. That's why I was getting at it when you said 100 fish or 50 of them dead. That's bad. Yeah, I think I just leave it alone, leave it alone, and then just qualify it when it happens. Send us an email if we'll take a look at it. If we got a problem, we'll call you and say, hey, holy crap, you gotta do something. Or like, yeah, I thought the way
I sent an email kind of shed enough light on it. I knew it wasn't a whole lot.
Yeah, he said.
Okay. As long as it's not a huge workload for you guys, then it would be an issue.
No, awareness will bring.
It's just, I'm doing what I think we need to do, which is coordinate, like we said we could coordinate, but there's not a whole lot we can do about three fish.
Yeah, as long as the emails aren't coming out with a subject screaming, 40% mortality, oh my God.
When you see it in the papers the next day, you know you're probably going
to. Yeah. And so, I guess.
Oh, when I forwarded it to the Oregonian, was that a problem?
If you want, I can provide a similar kind of update next month, but I don't anticipate. I'm going to ask John to not send out three more emails between now and next FPALM when we collect nine fish and we have two mortalities and we're over 6%. So unless you want, I can update this again at next FPALM so you know what's happened in the past month.
Well, he also puts out those weekly reports. He gets added into the weekly reports.
Yeah. But the point is, I don't think you'll. I don't anticipate sending out another special announcement of.
Sounds like we've covered it. It's in the weekly report.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It'll be in the weekly. Let me know if you have any problems with that. But that's where you'll find it, and
I'll think about it.
We can recap it at next FPALM. Okay. Number five and six.
We already.
Done.
Went over with Don. Seven is the Cascade Island velocity measurements.
They're planning to conduct velocity and flow measurements at the entrance with the new weir and lamprey rocks, and they need to use the existing bulkhead slot to drop a beam with the ADV attached to it. 27-29 October, which is best for the project support, because in November they're going to be working at the Powerhouse 1 ice and trash sluiceway. Is there any issues with this proposed operation velocity measurement?
Steve Schlinker told me it would probably sit in the water about a foot deep.
And how long?
To collect velocity measurements at Cascade Island, because we have the new weir there.
But that should have fallen down. Well, the weir didn't go in until the season started. So
right. There hasn't been any direct measurement. Yeah.
But you're not going to get velocities around the fish rocks or lamprey rocks.
Not with
ADVs.
No, I think he's just looking for
average
velocity, CFS going through, average. I don't know what he's going to do with it.
Is he not going to take measurements?
No, it's just set level.
I don't know exactly what that ADV is capable of doing. I'm not sure.
It's just a transect, and it's just like a beam, and it... Mm-hmm. Takes an average velocity across that beam over the whole length of the beam.
Unless they're going to move it across, I don't know.
We have a lot swifter current going up there.
Looking sideways.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Slicing it that way, I don't know.
How long is it going to be left
in?
Oh, it would just be what it looks like. A day of testing, probably.
Looks like 27th to 29th.
It'd be one day, probably.
Maximum 3 days in.
No, maximum 3 days. But it's probably just going to be a day to go out there and take measurements.
Why do they have to do it now?
I don't know. I don't know the details. Sorry.
But I can understand project support in November, but...
Just trying to get as much stuff out of winter maintenance as we can, because we're so bogged down. And November isn't going to work for the project. We've got too much stuff to do.
When do you need the data by?
I think he'd like it as soon as he can get it.
I'd like to know what he's going to do with this, because you know how that changes. Depends on the head.
We'll see if I can get a hold of him.
Instant time, the actual, how that thing's being operated.
Is he going to fit it for his blue shirt?
Is this going to tie into
Tail race level.
How about if we put this on hold and let me get a hold of him and find out what the details are? I mean, there's obviously issues that we need to have answers, questions we need answers to, so... Let me get a hold of Steve and see.
So I'm going to move to these while you're
doing it. Seems like we're doing a lot of stuff there. We've got the survey going on.
Flanker. I don't even know how to spell Schlinker.
Maybe they could do it when Bay 1 is shut down.
Somebody have a mute button?
You're dragging it on the ground again.
That's
jumping on the telephone.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Somebody's eating watermelon.
We're going to have Bay 1 closed anyways.
Yeah. That is Bay 1.
Why don't they do
so
that?
So then there wouldn't be much going on over there if that's concurrent.
Let's see if that's
a good idea. That's a good idea.
That's just a one-day outage, right? The survey is just a one-day thing.
Well, the survey would actually probably be only about an hour.
It's a short duration.
Yeah.
But if it was on the same day, you're already impacting.
Yeah, I can just put it together on the same day.
Minimize impact.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a huge impact. It's just, we've still got a lot of fish moving. We can have a lot of fish moving.
Hopefully a lot of fish moving.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll still have a lot of fish moving.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's a rare year when we have more than 1,000 after 26 October. Yeah. And maybe this will be that year, but hopefully it's not that
Most of those are going to Yeah, and most are coho, so this is supposed to be a big coho year. So.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, let me see what Schlenker he'll call in. So, in the meantime, let's move on and come back to this. Sorry about that. I forgot to give him a call. All right, this one's a beauty. Number 8.
More gantry crane.
Yeah. All right, so the gantry crane rail replacement at Bonneville Powerhouse 1. They've requested to drill some holes in the 55 deck. 8 inches deep, 3/4 inch diameter, done at night, take one shift. Our Bonneville Project Fisheries recommends waiting until after the counts have dropped below 1,000 per day. The intent of the exploratory drilling will be to verify this design assumption. If the reinforcement is not in the correct location, it will have major impact to being able to execute the contract work. So, that's one part of it, and then the second part is 15th September, they want to install 8 anchor bolts to use as a survey reference points, placed 2 inches deep, 1/2 inch diameter at either end of the powerhouse.
Where?
The 55 deck.
55 deck on that one, too?
Yeah.
So this is the request coming from... Is this coming from the contract? So
this is coming from the construction,
office.
20 holes in the 55 deck.
12 holes and then another 8.
So 20.
Yeah.
Kind of drill 20 holes. Yeah.
If you keep drilling deep enough, we might just take care of all our problems.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking if you just keep going.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
They want to do 96.
So this is to replace... crane rail?
The crane rail is going to get replaced, and then the gantry crane after is going to get replaced.
And they don't like where the old rail is, so they're putting in a whole new bed or something? Or
they need to check the reinforcements are properly for the crane rail. Reinforcement is proper there in a deep holder.
Right, just to make sure that the material is what they're expecting it to be. They're just little cores type of thing.
But they can't, that's to verify the steel placement?
Yeah,
the structural concrete, yeah,
for steel,
yeah, yeah.
They want to make sure there's no rebar there. Or
if they want to make sure there's no rebar there, then go with ground-penetrating radar.
Yeah.
If they want to test the
concrete,
then that's different. So I don't know how you get a test on an 8-inch, 3/4 inch diameter, 8-inch long piece of concrete. You
know, they're going to miss the rebar.
It out.
Yeah, I think it... just reading this, it sounds like it's both rebar and the structural concrete. So, I mean, to take an 8-inch deep hole that diameter, it's not rebar. It's more structural concrete.
Well, even to take, to do any sort of testing, any sort of break testing on concrete, you don't do it with 3/4 inch deep. I mean, your anchor is bigger than that.
I think it's just exploded.
Schlenker's out of the office.
See where the rebar isn't.
Yeah, they just want to make sure that they're not going to hit rebar because they can't cut into any of the rebar according to the design and the contract. So they want to make sure that their assumption is that whatever they have, there's no rebar and they will test.
Well, that's why couldn't they use the ground penetrating radar?
I have no idea why.
I know nothing. I'm a fish biologist. What are you talking about, ground penetrating radar?
Right along the crane rail.
What the heck is that?
It's going to be the crane rail.
How do you know about that?
Closest to the powerhouse.
You're going
to
use the powerhouse on the driving part of the deck.
Yeah.
Where they're driving, you're right over there. So you're over the, not over the collection channel.
Over the tail log section.
Yeah, tail log section of the...
AWS.
I don't have a big issue with it. I'm just going to, it seems like there might be other ways.
All right, so we're going to go back to them and say that I'll ask that question. Why can't you use ground penetrating radar to locate or non-destructive? And then if they can't answer that saying, or they can, well, this is why. Then we'll allow them to go ahead.
I mean, they may, yeah. I don't have a big problem with this. It seems strange that they're going to go drill holes.
Well, if they already say okay, won't we just
must be the reason.
Be done with it?
Well, I'm kind of curious why we can't use ground penetrating radar myself.
It's probably cheaper to just go drill a hole and put a problem in. Yeah.
Don't we have a ground penetrating unit?
3/4 inch
fish field unit. Do you have a ground penetrating unit out there? Damn, we'll get you one of those.
Okay, hold on.
All right, so we're good.
For the first one.
That's all of them. 20 holes. 12 holes in the 55 deck.
No, but it's different. The timing is completely different. So are you guys okay with the ones that will be done in late October and then also the 8 holes that will be done next Tuesday? I just want to make sure that I haven't broken out.
At night?
At night. Okay.
No problem for me.
Done.
Yeah, it's fine. Just seems there's other might be other ways to do.
Well, the anchor bolts. There's no other way to install.
No, I said those
bolts.
Are fine.
It's up to them.
All right. Last time to bitch about it.
Anchor bolts. Just go put
done.
A new car out there.
Okay. Now number 9, the fish field unit. It's gonna request to do some John Day ladder jumping observation. Mr. Stansel.
This is just a pre and post construction.
Page 9.
Work ladder, you know, just to see what it's done, the fish passage. And part of it was we really like to see what's going on above the camp station. That's where all the fish typically hold and jump and do their stuff. So just wanted to make sure you guys were aware or if you had any objections to us putting a camera there for like an hour or two, maybe 3 days a week.
Cameras out of the water?
No, they'd be in the water. I mean, actually, by looking at
jumping underwater.
Not just jumping, but the passage through like that's the orifice in that area. So we have an idea that they're, well, we know there's fish holding in there. So
yeah,
we just want to see if they're passing through better or not. You know, before and after.
Okay. No, what? No,
holy weir? Holy weir. First, we're above the count slot.
The holy weir.
As close to the wall, be on the downstream side, possibly on the upstream side, I'm not sure yet.
And how are you going to characterize behavior in that? Are you look at just milling?
Yeah, pretty much. Milling and then swift passage versus, again, maybe even up and down passage in the site. You know, we have a lot of back and forth movement versus a lot of straight shot through that orifice. As well as the slot. I mean,
well, the slot is
right. I mean, we're doing that. That's all out of water. So, yeah. Well, this is just another area that we've got the capability of looking at.
There's a little write-up on page 9.
Let's just make sure that
you just print that off.
Huh?
Just print that off. He has an email, so he has an email printed off.
Like Jones.
No, we're not going to have anything installed in the water.
Dude, you get to drink. Bring us to the Holy Land here. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pumps. You already did that?
No.
No.
Damn, right. That pumps again. All right. Sounds good. Thanks. And number 10, McNary fish pumps.
We can't have a meeting without them.
Well,
meeting without them.
Yeah, so I think this was requested by someone, Larry.
Larry, me,
someone. To be on there. But so in a nutshell, 3 pumps at McNary are now online. We are operating all 3. And talking to Brad, it doesn't seem like we can quite be in criteria with a 2-pump operation. And so it seemed like the right thing to do to operate all 3. And so we currently are operating all 3 and we'll plan to continue doing that. The one issue, as we've talked before, fish pump number 1 is still a concern.
Good.
It's operating, but has that wobble, and there's a concern on it. We're planning to get that unwatered this winter and take a look at it to have a better idea of what's going on. But
so Brad was thinking that's better to run all 3 lower load than run 2 and rest 1, because that was our constant
that was
we talked about.
Yeah, and that's thing running 2 high load with a steeper blade angle to increase flow using two, we're not quite consistently in criteria. There's times where we can blip into criteria and then fall out. And so it seems to make more sense to operate all three where we can much more consistently stay in criteria. So that was, I know, a discussion that we'd had. And talking to Brad, it just, at this point, doesn't make sense to have a two-pump operation at McNary. I know it would be nice to have one sitting in reserve, but...
Just cycling through.
Yeah, but right now, it doesn't seem like we can quite
We need to stay in criteria.
Yep. Yeah.
Criteria's
so, just yep. Down. So that's where we're at. Any questions on that? One other.
You guarantee that? How many years?
So if number one crashes, I'm worried about it.
Well, yeah. Another issue on McNary fish pumps. There's potable water that's used to cool and lubricate those fish pumps. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same water system that they use for potable water throughout the facility. Well, apparently there's a big water tank for the part of the potable water system. And there's a liner inside of that. It's an old tank, and there's a liner, and the liner was ripped and actually plugged one of the lines. And so because of that, a couple of weeks ago, at night, the system went down for a few hours.
Yeah.
And so that it's been something that we're not totally out of the woods on that. There still seems to be some type of blockage. The fish pumps are working fine. But this is, so keep in mind, the fish pumps aren't the issue, but it's the potable water to provide the cooling that's the issue, but that affects the fish pumps. And so
they get too hot, they kick off.
Yeah. And so it's
is there another way to plumb in another water source in the meantime? Does that have to be potable water?
It's got to be potable water because you can't use water, river water.
Yeah, so I think this is one that, I know the project is working at getting a whole new potable water system installed. It could take a while. But in the meantime,
how much water are we talking about? What are these things need?
I don't know the volume of cooling.
Is it like three garden hoses, or is it like?
That's what I'm wondering. Is it a few gallons per minute?
Yeah. I don't. Generally, I mean, the project is working really. Everyone wants to have potable water system, so it's not like
that's true.
It's there's strong incentive there to make this thing work. Okay, and so
water out of the river.
They're operating now. They're operating fine. There is just this lingering issue on an old potable water system that's working to get that upgraded. So, in case you hear of a fish pump that got triggered off, you know what's going on. It's an issue we're working. They did have divers that went down, and they removed the rip liner. And so...
The tank's that big, you put divers in it, that's...
Yeah, it's a big... Plus, they no longer potable water.
Your divers in there.
I know those guys do their diver suits.
So, the immediate issue has been removed. There's still... It doesn't seem to be 100% up and running. There seems to be a slight obstruction still in there. So we're getting that worked out, but there's plenty of water to run the fish pumps.
Don't you love these old dams?
Oh, yeah. So that's update on McNary fish pumps. The last issue for me is item number 11, McNary organ ladder exit, north auxiliary water supply traveling screen. So in talking to the project, the north traveling screen is completely shot. It's out of service and done. We're still out for that. That provides out of the both the north and south traveling screens. That provides 1,000 CFS to the fishway, 90 CFS to the wildlife park down there, and 140 CFS to the irrigation district. So a total of 1230 CFS. We're still providing have the capability to provide the 1230 CFS. The reason I say we have the capability, I just don't know when the irrigation district water turns off. It may be turning off. It may have turned off. Brad wasn't sure when I talked to him just before the meeting. He thought it was still on. Point is, we can provide all the water we need just by operating the south AWS traveling screen. So that's what we're doing. So we're still getting all the water that we need to provide, but this is obviously an issue. And right now, we're looking at what it would cost to repair the north traveling screen. And the estimate we got was about $350,000. Or a new one is about $300,000. So obviously we're looking at a new one. In fact, if you buy two, you can get them at a bargain price of $500,000.
For you, and
so we are this. We're in the process right now, actually, of there's a meeting today with folks in the large cap program to get this on the list, so that we can use large cap funds to purchase the new screen assemblies. And
would you keep one for reserve or put one in the south? And then
we would replace them both. I guess I haven't checked about if they would buy three to have one in reserve.
Or I'm saying keep the when you got in the south.
The south one maybe.
No,
that's a good idea, Tom.
Keep the one in the south as a reserve. Take that old one out. Three, do whatever you have on it. Keep it as a reserve in case.
Yeah.
Maybe three's cheaper.
It's in.
You act now.
Act now. Get the third for free.
We'll throw in. I understand that the south one is, it's, we're providing the water that we need,
but
it is not good, and we need a new one. And I'm not sure it would make any sense to rehab that one as much.
I'm just saying, where's the bad thing to have one, a spare to keep around in case something blew up or something like that? Because it's not the first time we've had these things almost fail.
These things have gone bad, what was it, about 2 years ago?
So I can tell you the path that we're pursuing now is two new screens. That will be purchased and installed this winter.
Okay.
If you know, the worst case scenario is we're going to have to go into next year with just the south screen
limping along.
We can still provide the water we need, but that is definitely not the route we want to go.
Well, you can provide the water you need, but you're violating all sorts of criteria for fry and at this point for smolts.
Probably.
Yeah, I think it's
because that thing, that screen is undersized
anyway.
It's
undersized
for the irrigation withdrawal and for the for the intake. With both screens in there, it's undersized. That was when I looked at it way back when
you were working on that.
Yeah. Can we get some drawings of this when we get?
Are those? Is that screens? Those are those panels. Those are
just
STS. Are these rotating panels?
Or just screen?
Just screen.
The rotating tastes the same. We better find out. Not a scale.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like
that. They get whacked out, and if they come down
like
below the bottom,
the
panel breaks, and they're going to get out.
What's the replacement? Is that going to be the same thing, or is that a different type of screen, I wonder?
It's the one made in Taiwan.
I don't know. I was making the assumption that we're replacing with the same in kind.
Let's run that by Fitterweed.
Yeah, let's run that by Fitterweed. Let's have a discussion about that with some 8x10 glossies and drawings and PowerPoints.
I was going to say, PowerPoint.
True.
One kind of little side note on this.
Mm-hmm.
When we redid the Washington Shore ladder there, there was a fund set up for a mitigation fund for that turbine, putting that turbine in. What's happened to those dollars? None?
Yeah, that's come up a couple of times recently.
Yeah.
The trust fund and the North Wasco.
We didn't. Just as long as we didn't buy real estate with it, that's all I'm concerned about.
I think it's it's his retirement.
Yeah.
That or person's fancy tool shop.
That's right.
There you go.
Person flush.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say there's that fund there. At some time, we might try to think about what to do with that fund.
Well, there's been some issues come up recently. We talked about it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I'm just saying there's a pot of money that was related to this project. If
it is
we
related
needed,
to this project.
Well, it's related to, yeah, supposed to be used for mitigation. For
mitigation in the system above, preferably the mid-sea reach or somewhere in Columbia. So much stuff really going on the sea. But it's for any stock or whatever.
Okay.
McNair. Yeah, Washington's got their eye on that.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah.
I don't have any details on that. So, anyway, I'll try to get some drawings and get some more information about replacement, what the replacement screen will look like. Talk about it at Fitterwing. Okay, that's it on that.
All right, so... 12 is all the stimulus dollars we're spending in the Portland District for fishway improvements. Just basically, you can read them. If you need updates, then we can get them to you.
Replace wooden fishway bulkheads.
Can you believe that? Nice. Finally.
It's only taken
with wood.
Yeah.
With concrete.
No, concrete. No.
No, and I don't know about Walla Walla. Do you guys have any that ARRA money going to fish improvements?
Yeah, I'll try to update this list for next.
Okay.
I was trying to remember the Grunion Bearings.
Look at 12.15 John Day South Turbine Pumps. I can give you an update on that one. They're right now taking apart Turbine 3 to the... down to the bearings and looking at what it's going to be for the what they're going to need to have a detailed scope, and that's going out this winter.
John Day,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's all going to get done, all three of them. Boom, boom,
wow.
Boom. But keep your fingers crossed,
yeah,
because
yeah.
One's taken apart and the other one's looking like an old fish turbine.
Yeah.
A little bit of leakage, you know.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any problems.
Are you the 12.7 contract lead?
No problems yet, but I mean,
yeah.
If it goes,
yeah,
I don't know.
But I will try.
So, Bob Courtney, did you hear that?
I did.
We're going to need to have a plan. Work with Lance Lindsay about that. He was asking me about what our plan would be if one of those went down and we went out of criteria. He's got access to some serious pumps through the Army, and I don't know.
Down to one unit?
Yeah.
What, who was that again?
Lance Lindsay from Portland District.
All right.
Move
Bradford
on.
Bradford Island dredging isn't on here. Do you have any updates on that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Bradford Island dredging is... exit is really shallow. Needs to get dredged. I thought I saw an email about that. Going back to project...
The project is ready to do the survey. The problem is we don't have funding for the dredging at this time.
And we don't have the environmental documents either.
No, but that shouldn't take long to get because we're going to use the upland.
Anyway, we could put that on there. Well, we can't put that on there, but that's something we are looking into is Bradford Island exit. It's got milfoil starting to cause some problems. So
way across there with some hip zone if you wanted to, so...
It frees itself and lands on the trash racks, and then reuse under cleaning twice a day.
Shovel, backhoe.
Yeah.
This
winter, hopefully, while everything's down. Over
yeah, I was going to say. That
yeah.
Like, are you guys trying to get shoehorn that in this year? Would be good.
Yeah.
That was
good. Number 13, some FPP change forms that need to get drafted. The appendices J&K for smolt monitoring program, temperature criteria. I think the Bonneville Project Fisheries and John Day, the Dalles, are working on putting that together.
Do you remember this? This is from last year.
We never
an upper limit?
Yeah.
No.
That's no?
A new one.
No, that would be...
Please refresh my memory.
This is... Fredericks had asked for the detailed language for how temperatures were gotten, so that whatever's in the FPP, it's not just an understanding between a smolt monitoring and the project, that it was all spelled out so everyone knew it, and that just
that
hadn't been done yet.
Comments on the fish passage,
So is this something we can get the change form and incorporate into the new fish passage plan for 2010?
Should be able to. I thought Ben, I know Rick had drafted some language and you sent it to Ben, right?
Yeah.
And I guess now maybe you,
Ben?
You don't have
Ben is now John or John is now Ben?
John is now Ben, so.
Yeah, send it my way.
Send it to the new Ben.
You're Ben. Now. Okay. What happened to Ben?
Ben is down working.
He's doing a detail at the district.
Yeah, sure. There's lots of detailing going on. Okay.
I'm going to start putting the video down there. Yeah, we draw a name out of the hat every morning. Who am I today?
Who am I today?
Dennis today? Are you Ben today?
Dennis, Danny.
Nobody ever wants to be me. Nobody ever wants to be me. It kind of hurts my feelings. Nobody wants to name their children after me. And
yeah, I had a dog named after you, though.
No, there you go.
That's almost not helpful.
Okay, we love that dog.
So we had to shoot him.
I'll take the dog.
It's ugly. It's ugly like you too.
Yeah. Work for him.
Performance evaluation.
Not
respected change.
Yes. Actually, I work for her. I pay her a lot of money to come here and pretend.
Mine is too. Maybe it's an ugly stray dog.
She tells me. She says, "Sit." I sit.
So you are the dog.
Yeah. Actually, that is a nickname. The Burn Dog. That's my college nickname.
For what reason?
Lots of reasons, man. Okay.
This is all being recorded.
Excellent.
Okay, let's move on then. Goose spillway, weird triggers at low flow. That analysis is going to get done. Tim's got all wrapped up, and he's going to package that and bring it to you guys. McNary ESBS installation, I recall we didn't put them in until late last year.
We delayed by 2 weeks.
For lamprey juveniles, what's the plan?
That's Fish Pass Plan's change form that we need to get.
I don't know when I did mine.
And the plan is.
Are we going to continue doing that?
To continue. My understanding
how
is.
It work? I guess it's fish numbers and looking.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it, but
this year seemed okay.
I had the expectation that we would continue that with the change form along the same pattern that we did this year.
Is there any desire to put that at other locations to extend that, have the screens in later at other places?
I'm sure
other places being downriver,
they probably say the whole damn river. That's right.
Well, the lower river's got STSs. It's got half the length of screen, so
yeah.
I don't know what
the benefit would be.
Not a huge,
not like
the narrative effect.
But the question would say like goose and granite be a benefit. That's really the question.
We got to go back to these velocity measurements.
And I will talk to our lamprey
here.
Yeah, I think
if it was done,
we'll right now we can take a stab at getting the change form developed for McNary. But I'm certainly think it's a worthwhile discussion. Talk about if we want to do this on other projects, and I'm open to it. But right now, the change form will be developed just for McNary.
Yeah, part of it is you need to get the schedule for the crews to get them in.
Yep.
They get them in sooner, since we need to delay it. So if we do want to move forward, we need to. Do in the next couple of months so they can incorporate
it. Yep.
I don't remember what the number of juveniles was that we saw. It seems to have those screens in last year, but we should look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, first day, if it was really high, then we have
missed about a day or so. Easy enough to find out. Dave, better? Oh, Dave. Oh, you're out catching fish now.
Okay. Going on. At Lower Granite, do we get the screens in by March 1st?
No, right? No, we get them in there later than that, around no later than about the 20th, I think, 2026.
So we only have, what, about 5 or 10 days of no spill with the screens in, right? We start spill about April 1st?
Yeah, we start around April 1st, spill.
3rd.
Okay.
3rd, somewhere around there.
So
3rd of midnight, 12:01.
Yeah. So we did the similar thing at Granite. We would be passing fish through the turbines for those 10 days or so.
Yeah. It'd be the question of what's the bigger benefit? Are the salmon numbers low enough to offset the potential benefit for lamprey?
We looked at some numbers for the McNary thing. If we want to do the same thing for the other project,
that would be good. I think I did that.
We probably want to increase fill then. April 2nd.
Yeah, we'll go to Commissioner Day.
Go for it. No.
That day of mitigation.
Anyway, something to consider.
There isn't a lot of fill of granite April 2nd. Only, what, 18 kcfs? So.
None on April 2nd.
There's none.
Third.
Yeah, it's the 3rd of April.
Third.
Third of the April, and then you get a 21K.
Yeah. Something to look at.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that would be a way of benefiting lamprey and benefiting salmon. So, a double win.
I'll hold my breath.
Well, we'll see.
Since we get arguments over two gates versus four gates at the Dalles.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Yeah, I have. Low hanging fruit.
Just one last kick, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'll try to get a couple more if I get a chance.
Okay.
I hear silence.
Okay.
Temperature triggers.
And I'll talk to see how much we want to push it on our side.
I'm just going
to
work on that.
13 point for that be. Tom's 13.4 McNary Tribber temperature triggers.
Then I'll try to get you some language, Greg.
Yes.
That's going to be coming from Tom to Greg.
Yep.
And 13.5 Bonneville split flows, minimum flow requirements, and we might as well wrap that into the powerhouse one unit priority discussion.
I don't think
we
should wrap them.
Really?
No, I don't think that'd be appropriate.
I kind of like to. All right, it's not appropriate.
Why not? Because if you ever do operate a unit power as one, you probably want to
They're
put it
two
over.
Separate issues, though.
Yeah,
split flows happens regardless of what head differential is.
And if you do split flows, you're probably still going to want to put that split flow over a unit with the biggest this way opening anyways. Wouldn't you?
But the unit priority discussion that he's talking about is the one that Gary had brought up, which is about the high head and the needing to operate. The unit priority is fine. It's already
That's
one
fine.
And three.
And then we make sure that the squeeze are open over those.
No, I think that's, once we change, once the screens are gone, and we're in September.
Goes back to one.
That's an open subject. Yeah. And that's something we can talk about.
All right, well then, how about if we just talk about Bonneville split flows?
And then we'll talk about prioritization.
There's two issues. Tammy's right. They're separate, but they're still pretty similar.
But the minimum flow requirements.
And then soon after we'll talk about.
Was a result of we needed 100K. Do I need to pull up last month's notes? This is just that we have to put in there. You can only split flows if you have greater than 100K flow or whatever the minimum was that we had talked about. That's all this change form needed to be. Simple.
Well, let's get that change form out and make it simple. 100K. We already decided that. Okay, now let's talk about powerhouse one unit priority. Do we need to, or did you think you captured it already in your discussions down at that end of the table?
I think there needs to be a change form developed. The project needs to put together a change form for the plan. I mean, this is going to happen again down in the future for whatever reason. I mean, if we need to go in a full probate for any purposes, any reasons in early September or October, we're likely going to have the same
We have units go down at Paris too.
Yeah, well, that's going to cause it too. Yeah.
Oh. The Bailey form.
Oh, okay.
But especially with those low
stability issues.
Yeah. Try to stop 2 years ago.
Is there an issue of having the wrong spill patterns in some projects?
I want it electronic.
That's not really a change.
It's not, but we're going to, I am definitely going to work with Doug, and we're going to fix the website, hopefully. I mean, that's going to be my mission, is to get the website. I left you an email. I want to clean it up. It's been a challenge, and I'd like to have a spot on there that said spill patterns, outside of the FPP, spill patterns, just a spill pattern page.
Sure.
Current, up-to-date spill patterns. So everybody was wondering what the heck's going on. Boom.
With a button that goes to the actual
to
spill
all
pattern.
Spill patterns on the entire FCRPS.
Walla Walla has those patterns up every day. I mean, you can look instantaneously and see what's going on, which is pretty cool.
Oh, let's not start.
Huh?
Here you go.
Does it? All right.
Yeah, I know it's coming.
You opened the...
I know I did. I can go back 2 years, and I got in my little notebook. Notebook number 7. It's got the same thing. Tim, it's all yours.
We done with that?
Does anyone have comments?
So we're going to get a split flow, minimum flow, or a powerhouse one unit priority for issues like we're experiencing right now, change form out there.
Yeah.
And we have
split flows.
Not split flows, but
I had.
Anything else that needed to get added on to the agenda? We've got the AFF meeting notes on page 18 and 19 for those who were there. I know that Clugston requested that we get those finalized last meeting. We never did, so can we...
I incorporated your changes.
It's all right.
And that's what's in here.
Can we finalize those for the record, and then the next steps would be to actually get a meeting with the Harvest TAC and some other groups. What's that other, PNAP or something like that? Or
will they be involved?
Huh? I don't know. Who should be involved in the next meeting, I guess, is the question.
The TAC, especially. And then whoever's looking at this PIT tag issue, groups, the PIT tag, you know, just the whole issue of being able to use PIT tags instead of hands-on sampling. For harvest management, that's the big issue. Stewart.
Yep.
Stewart.
Yeah,
I think it's worth
actually
worth prying the lid off.
You're,
that.
Oh, go ahead. I got you headed by plenty.
We actually established a task group, and you're the chair.
No, actually, I didn't know.
You and Stewart.
Yeah. So you know.
Well, there's a couple of things that need to come out of that meeting. One is further discussion about other ways of getting the data that are needed. But in the meantime, John Whitaker brought up several, and the tribal folks brought up several issues that we talked about, and Tammy kind of hit on those. I think
the short-term fixes and the long-term
fixes need to be probably better defined than they were in the memo in Tammy's write-up. Going to put out the FCOM. So, are we looking at moving the FCA from the barrel pool, or the grain issue, or the flap issue, or the weight issue, which was creating capacity to whale fish? And that would be taking out the lamp right from there. It looks like it would be easy to get fish into some tanks, but I'm not sure how you get fish out of those tanks without that.
Yeah, have a special tank made with a water transfer.
Yeah, that'd be good, but I'm not sure how you do it because your elevations are wrong. So,
well, I mean, crane it out of there?
You can get fish in, but you can't get them out.
Big hoist crane. Yeah.
Where are those meeting tanks? Are they on here?
They're at the very end.
Yeah, so yeah, follow up meeting. I'm thinking maybe late October, November. I don't know. What do you guys have an AFEP trip or a ERDIC trip coming up in November?
That's being discussed.
It's being discussed.
Okay.
That or February. It's got.
So like that's probably it'd have to be before that, I would think, because then we get into the holidays and then AFEP review and then holiday.
Yeah, November is probably the best time. It's
okay.
In November, but
they've got two potential weeks for that predictor that just came out this morning.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, either the week of the 16th.
November 16th.
November 16th or the 20th. Or the week after the AFF review in December, which is December 7th for the 11th.
Okay, so it'll be before November 16th. Well, first couple of weeks in November, I'll try to get a meeting set up.
Try to get a meeting set up, and the issue is going to be whether the funds to fund some of the stuff, or do we have, you know, it's going to have,
If we want to go down the area, down the idea of holding, that's going to take some drawings and some gray line investigations. As well as wrestling with the method of beautiful anesthetic. Once we get an anesthetic, then okay. But you maybe have to move the anesthetic tank to the same floor with the body tanks or something.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what's been done since that meeting as far as changes on the short-term fixes. I do know that we're looking into pulling that lamprey flume out and cutting it up into
Has there been
staff cages.
Resistance to that from anybody?
It's gone out to the researchers, and of course they're like, God, I'd hate to lose that, but
we don't have a plan.
So, but you know, the but is maybe we store it on site.
Right.
For a short term, and if they don't use it in X amount of time, it's going to get scrapped.
Hey there. You need to collect rainwater somewhere. There you go.
There you go. Like put it on the roof of the visitor.
Your new gutters.
It's a big gutter.
Which you do know the Bonneville model is no longer.
Yeah, I know. I asked. It got jackhammered.
It's just gone.
They're like, soon as get rid of it before Fredericks gets down here.
Yeah, I was somewhat surprised when I walked in.
Yeah, because I asked Kyle. He's like, oh, sorry, it's gone.
Yeah.
Which Bonneville model got
out of sight, out of mind?
The 1-in-100 scale total model is gone. If you walk in there on the John Day model, you just walk across the dirt floor.
It's a basketball court.
It's gone.
Are you talking
to
Earth?
They need to extend their completely gone. That model, the money that was spent on the brand new powerhouses that were just put in there a couple years ago, ran right over and smashed.
Oh!
They're just under the dirt now. Under the fiddle.
Well,
yeah, I know.
I
think that model
you know, have been down there looking around.
Better late than never, right?
They haven't used it for 20-something years.
Early still gets the worm. What's that saying?
You haven't seen it.
Oh, these meds are too treating me just fine.
Need to go back?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I got to talk about going back to the Cascade Island velocity measurements. We'd never resolve that. Nobody's called in. I've tried to get a hold of Kyle and Natalie and Schlenker. So if we can do it on the same day as the survey, is that cool?
Not cool, but acceptable.
Okay. Is that acceptable? I should say. Sorry.
Acceptable. I'd limit it.
Heads are nodding. Good. Done. That's what we'll tell them.
But we would like to know some sort of justification.
And what they're going to get from this, why?
Because we will have an opportunity in October to talk about this again. And hopefully we can have an update at that time. What the plan to do with said data.
Okay.
Yeah, have a little more information next meeting.
Yeah, that's. I'm sorry. I
how close to coming to this new address?
Clugskin's down in the Rogue.
What is he?
He's down the Rogue looking at Elk Creek as he passes that on. And I should have had Natalie call in. There's only so much I can do, you know.
You don't understand me doing all the work for you, so I can only do so much.
All right, so I think that wraps it up. The next FPOM meeting is going to be here, I think, if we can keep having them here.
That's fine with me.
I think everybody likes having it here. Is that good?
Fredericks.
Gary?
Can you get this again for October?
Can we continue having FPOM at this room, second Tuesdays?
I hear wine tasting in Walla Walla is great early October.
Ooh!
I think we should have at least one Walla Walla
FPOM.
You know what? I've been doing this for 2 years, and I have not been to Walla Walla for an FPOM meeting ever. I don't know if they ever had them there, but I think we should at least have one with a tour to one of the facilities.
Not Walla Walla.
Yeah, you guys come down the night before or what?
I mean, God, you guys have been doing this for a long time. It's a haul. It's a commitment, but I appreciate you doing it.
Yeah, but we'll have it here.
So the 8th of October, it's here 9 to noon.
Before winter.
Yeah.
Bernie, do you want to plan on
his
room for the same time into 2010?
Yeah, if you could do that, that'd be great, Bill.
We'll do it.
I really love this room.
Bill, do you know if we have this one on the
You can see St. Helens today.
It says here.
So, yeah. I'll check, but I'm sure we have it right through the end of the year, but I think we need to renew it
coming up for the next year.
Okay. Yeah, it's such a nice room and windows and not security issues. They're wanding people over at Robert Duncan Plaza now. So.
And yes, for orphan checks. So do you get special room treatment too?
Sometimes, randomly. Jeez.
Hey, Bill, side note, did you get that email I sent about the SCT contacts?
Is that it?
Tom, I will send him directly to him if you want.
That would be bad.
Send him to Randy so he can put him on the fridge.
Damn, my suppressor's going to take me down again.
Oh, you got contacts from them?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. There's okay, Billy's. Cool. Did that go around?
They're on the FTP list now.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second Thursday of the month.
Second.
I'll check that, Bill.
And John Bailey's famous handout is gone around.
Let me just get a quick pulse check on the Bailey handout. First of all, do you want to continue receiving it?
I guess there's the electric.
Yeah, that one. There's three options. We either cancel it altogether and we just cover the highlights here. We keep creating it but only send it out electronically with the meeting minutes. Or we keep doing what has happened and they just keep getting passed out paper copies.
Or it's in the weekly report.
Yeah. What's the preference? Is there a need to even keep producing it?
As long as you keep seeing the weekly reports and then you hit upon any big highlights from issues and that kind of stuff at the meeting, that would work for me.
Okay. Yep. Because it does appear in the weekly report.
Just make sure anything that comes in here is covered in weekly reports, and then I'm fine.
Okay.
And then
fine to skip it.
And then hit any of the big issues that come up here, like how we talked about, like the north, north and south skates that was listed in his reports. Bring that up in the meeting, and then I'm fine.
Fine to not even produce that document.
You don't need to just producing it.
Just put it in the all these details are in the weekly report project, and if there's a big issue, then Tom says it comes in.
Yes. We talk about it.
Or we'll note it in his weekly reports. Oh my God, we need to talk about this. Or we'll send you a nasty email.
This will be the.
I don't mind having either.
Hey,
paper.
Bill, are you on the phone?
It's a good record, but
yeah, I'm here.
Hey, so are you okay with the Bailey handout disappearing? Okay,
we're saving paper,
John. John agrees to do a good effort. If there's something really, you know, important, they send separate emails too about those important things.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So okay. Well, we'll keep the weekly.
I don't know if that other page is really worthwhile.
Okay. We'll keep the weeklies coming, and the highlights we'll cover in here, like the screen and the camera and such.
So can we get on the weekly mailing list?
No.
Can your best friend
from DPA join
that
club? You don't
need it. Okay, thanks, Bill, and everybody else on the phone.
It's going to cost you two Gates of the Dalles, baby.
You want to kill that, Dave?
For 2 days.
Exactly.
2 days or 2 weeks.
You guys want to get some lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want a good cafe, have you guys gone to the cafe right by the... They make great paninis and good soup.
Yeah.
Oh, I went there last time, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Since my wife's going to work over here tonight.
She came from the city to who?
Tim, how do we want to deal with this thing? This car's parked over the...
What? She's working for the Corps?
Yeah. Can,
where?
Lloyd, like this part?
Yeah, can, this part environmental.
No way.
She's going to be referenced over here under Kathy Tamarici. What do you want?
Are you planning to keep your car parked?
Oh, I'm going to work her.
Now, or are you
going to say, you better tell your man.
We never get to see her.
We can just
be here all the time.
We're parked
so wait, so she is now a NOAA.gov address? As a core contractor,
I would just drive over and meet you at the
exit
of that parking garage if that helps.
Have you worked the city ever?
No.
We're going to take off.
One, she's tired of like, just the weird internal politics. Because the thing is, like, politics is one goofy manager, commissioner, or something like that. And like, totally gets
changes at all.
Yeah.
If somebody gets appointed, it
has to be a private effect that most people probably, for some reason, don't have any idea of how to appreciate fish design. Why do we need this for fish? Fish don't need this. And she's going, okay, for the past 7 years, I tell you, I'm going to kill you.
Wow. She worked there for a while.
7 years.
That's not
still. For her, it's like every about 3 to 7 years. If you start a forest service,
that was an order from WDA. In the city,
over there. Back to her federal roots.
Well, good for her.
And then, so that's actually what we need is the.
Other Kathy, so she's a BO writer.
Yeah, I was going to be different city lots too. That's why. That's probably the reason why she's wandering.
Well, I mean, whatever's.
She's done so much.
Boathouse. We're going to a house.
If we have the proper one, that'll reduce the level of comments.
I got this email from one more there.
We need it in a Word format so these guys can track changes on it. And then usually.
Try to think of it.
Just make sure all the skills are what they should be. And then when you get those, you just send them out to everyone or say they're available on the website.
Okay. So, how would you recommend them? I mean, just post them on, get them on the website for people to review them. Because they are on the website right now.
Yeah, I think we just need to make sure that they have, whatever goes out to these guys has any changes that were made in season that were approved. I think I have updated Bonneville. I don't know that any of the other court districts have any changes. But to go through how these guys, the Walla Walla folks, go through theirs and make sure whatever's on the website is the most current one, including any recent changes. And then once you're sure that, or relatively sure, that's proper, whatever's on there is correct. Then let everyone know that they can go and get a Word copy.
Okay. So post them on the Word copies, tell people to go review them, and then we'll work on setting dates and times for giving that quality.
Yeah, and what I've done for the agency is sometimes
beautiful
they don't
day.
Have
it's
going to
be 92 tomorrow.
So they will just have their comments and their recommended changes. Awesome. And for Gary, especially last year, I drafted those all the way.
She just basically did it for him and then said review.
Well, now is the time when we have to start working closely with the FPP.
Is that